good evening to all men and women of Goodwill, to all Biafrans scattered around this planet Earth, to all indigenous people of Biafra living in Biafra land in different parts of the Zuko, Nigeria, and elsewhere around the world. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and this is a special dedication to the memory of Professor Innocent Odenigbo, who will be committed to the Mother Earth this weekend. And at exactly 2 a.m. Early hours of tomorrow, the wakekeeping will start in the United States of America. And by that particular singular respect that will begin at that particular part of the world for Professor Innocent Odenigbo, we enjoin all indigenous people of Biafra, wherever they are, to do their bit to, of course, continue to lift Professor Innocent Odenigbo and his family to God in prayers. Indeed, we are also not forgetting our departed brothers and sisters in different parts of the world at different times. We are all remembering them because they have paid the ultimate price that we may have our freedom, and together in this journey we'll be restoring Biafra as soon as and when divine providence permits. Once again, this is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. My name is Uchame Four, and we are reaching from London, and we will be starting, of course, with the national anthem played by Professor Innocent Odenigbo himself when he hosted Radio Biafra in his New Jersey home, United States of America. This is in memory of Professor Innocent Odenigbo, and we will be playing, starting this broadcast with that particular national anthem. Of course, we will, of course, be making certain announcements at some point. I will reserve that announcement to the director of Radio Biafra, the leader of Indigenous People of Biafra, and commander of all Biafran forces, Nnamdi Kanu. But one thing is clear. Professor Innocent Odenigbo will be immortalized, and details will be coming shortly. Once again, welcome to this all-important edition of the program. After the national anthem played to us, or for us, and to the whole world by Professor Innocent Odenigbo, we will commence fully in this program by bringing you the details of the proceedings for this evening. Stay tuned. And that was Professor Innocent Odenigbo, of course, demonstrating his musical skills, and indeed contributed to the upliftment and the dissemination of information regarding to the restoration of Biafra. And he has made us proud. He has remained a Biafran from birth even unto death, and we are all witnesses to his handiwork and his commitment to his fatherland until this moment. And so we will not forget him. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and my name is Uchame Four. We're reaching from London. The broadcast is not going to come from Biafra land this evening, owing to some technical issues regarding to network and other things. Of course, you know that the zoo is epileptic in everything they do. And that particular fraudulent entity has been flawed from the outset. And so we are not surprised. From wherever you are, this is the PM edition for this day, the 6th of February 2015. And you are within the margin of error on Radio Biafra platform or on Albia World platform, on whichever platform you are. These are sister radio stations specifically put forward for the unadulterated dissemination of information regarding the restoration of Biafra. And we have different websites associated to all those platforms, and of course they are advertised on our website and on our Radio Biafra London Facebook group page. If you go there, you will get the details. This is Radio Biafra, and we are reaching you from London. And without, wasting much time, I am joined on this program this evening by no other but Barrister Imam Mezu. And I will be going to him very shortly. Barrister, are you hearing me?
Yes, I'm sure, my friend. Good evening to you.
Barrister, good evening and welcome to this program. Of course, we are co-hosting it.
Thank you, Chimafo. Good evening, my fellow Biafrans, wherever you are. Of course, Chimafo is on the table this evening and sitting for and on behalf of Director of Radio Biafra. So we thank all of you for listenership and, of course, engaging with us this evening. And, of course, from the national anthem of Radio Biafra we had came from our late professor, Professor Denibo, the man I missed so much. And I wish maybe one day, and of course he believed in Biafra, Biafra will be restored in his name. And we will make a monument of Professor for all his contributions towards the restoration of Biafra. Wherever you are, good evening to all of you. And we hope you enjoy all of us in the support of whatever we do in the remembrance of Professor Odenibo when the time comes. East, West, North, or South, we are here daily broadcasting and talking about the restoration of Biafra, AM, PM, which I'm for. I'll get back to you. Good evening once again.
Thank you, Barrister, for that. And of course, you are graciously welcome to this program. Thank you very much. And of course, I'll be coming back to you after the day's rituals. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and we are reaching from London, from wherever you are listening. This is the PM edition once more. And, of course, the numbers we'll be using this evening are +447 448 109 411, +447 448 109 411. On the alternative, you can call +447 405 964146, +447 405 964146. We also have a Skype line, and the ID is Radio Biafra. Radio Biafra. That is for those who want to call in to make their contributions where necessary. Once again, this is our platform, the platform upon which we continue to deliberate on the issues affecting the lives of ordinary citizens of Biafra, in Biafra land, in the zoo called Nigeria, and elsewhere around the world. And this is strictly dedicated for the unadulterated restoration of the sovereign state of Biafra. And we owe nobody any apology. Biafra freedom. We want to live in peace. A living freedom, yeah. No violent movement. This is what we want. No violent struggle. Biafra freedom is a movement. So we sing Biafra freedom. Freedom is what we need now. Freedom is what we want now. Yes, this is still Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and in the news, we will be reading certain news within the zoo called Nigeria, but which of course have direct impact on the lives of the ordinary citizens of Biafra in that particular fraudulent entity called Nigeria. We report that the Council of State of the zoo called Nigeria had concluded their meetings and said that the fraudulent election, the already rigged election, will hold. And still with reference to the 2015 fraudulent election, the Yohanes Ndibu has now urged the Southeast governors to make plans to evacuate Igbos from the north. Yohanes Ndibu now urges the Southeast governors to make plans to evacuate the Igbos from the northern part of the zoo called Nigeria. And the Council of States of the Zoo advises the INEC, Independent National Electoral Commission, to consult on polls. They have advised the INEC to consult on polls. They have gained their freedom. Why can't their free people gain their freedom, Lord? And riot groups in the zoo called Nigeria want the International Criminal Court to probe Buhari over 2011 poll violence. Riot groups in the zoo called Nigeria want the International Criminal Court, ICC, to probe Buhari over the 2011 post-election violence. And the zoo's military claims that they have recovered lost weapons from Boko Haram. The zoo's military claims that they have recovered lost weapons from Boko Haram. Genocide, I've been committed against my people. And still with the reference to the Council of State meeting of the zoo called Nigeria, there is a report that the Council of State were divided along party lines and urged INEC to review and decide on election dates. And the peace committee set up for the 2015 fraudulent election of the zoo called Nigeria expresses worries over exodus of Nigerians from likely flashpoints. The peace committee set up with reference to the fraudulent election that is already rigged in the zoo called Nigeria are expressing worries over the exodus of Nigerians from likely flashpoints. Problem in the world because justice has been aborted and miscarried. People are afraid of speaking the truth. PDP Yohanes Barebe Musa accused INEC APC of manipulating the PVC permanent voters card distribution process. PDP Yohanes Barebe Musa accused INEC APC of manipulating PVC distribution process. Why can't you tell us the truth about Biafra freedom? We wanna live in peace and live in freedom, yeah. Non-violent movement, this is what we want. No violent struggle, Biafra freedom is a movement. So we sing Biafra freedom. We will use violence to stop elections if, according to Edwin Clark. Edwin Clark says that we use violence to stop elections. If we will be going into that in details. We have invited Asare Dokubo over inflammatory statements. According to the Directorate of State Service of the Zoo, we have invited Dokubo over inflammatory statements. According to the Directorate of State Security, formerly known as SSS, of the Zoo. And Soyinka urges voters not to vote Jonathan. Soyinka calls on voters not to vote in Jonathan. Talk about my freedom. I call in the folk come not some people. I said they're for free. Lord. For so long now, they would suffer in jail. They turn us as slaves in our fatherland. Jonathan or not, Niger Delta will resume militancy this year. According to Ankyo Briggs, Jonathan or not, Niger Delta will resume militancy this year. According to Ankyo Briggs. Freedom is what we want now. Freedom, freedom is what we need. And the Independent National Electoral Commission has met with political parties to decide on election postponement. In the Zoo called Nigeria. First Boko Haram attack in Niger, beaten back by troops. First Boko Haram attack in Niger, beaten back by troops. All nations in the world, they have gained their freedom. Why can't their free people gain their freedom, Lord? And the federal government of the Zoo called Nigeria 5-7 count charges against 7 suspects with reference to Yanya bomb blast. Federal government of the Zoo called Nigeria 5-7 count charge against 7 suspects who were the mastermind of the Yanya bomb blast. And the Nigerian Army signs operational agreement with Chadian counterpart. Nigerian Army signs the operational agreement with Chadian counterparts. I've been committed against my people. Senseless killing still going across the nation. Oh God, hear my plea. Set us free. We wanna be free now. And finally, we are reporting that Igbo youths are advocating restructuring of Nigeria after elections. Igbo youths are advocating restructuring of Nigeria after elections. Respected with no violation.
we want. No violent struggle.
And just with some other news coming in now, why February polls is not feasible? Why February polls is not feasible? According to the presidency of the Zoo called Nigeria, the Nigerian presidency is saying that the February polls are not feasible. We'll be going into that in details. We also have it that according to the Christian Association of Nigeria, over 20 million displaced Christians must vote before election is credible. The Christian Association of Nigeria says that over 20 million displaced Christians must vote before election is credible. We'll be going into that in details. And the news in details, the Council of State has concluded its meeting in Abuja, Nigeria's capital, and it agreed that the general elections slated for February 14 and 28 will hold as scheduled. The Independent National Electoral Commission Chairman, Professor Atahiru Jega, assured the National Council of State that the commission is ready for presidential election scheduled for February the 14th. And what we are saying here is that whether the election holds or not, the election is irrelevant. It is illegal because Nigeria itself is illegal. What we are saying here is that that election is being held where Biafrans are being subjugated to unfathomable slavery. And so what we have here to tell our people is that they must leave where they are in the northern part of the Zoo called Nigeria and go down to Biafra land and its environs, because there are a lot of ominous signs in the horizon that there will be a lot of violence. And when that violence breaks out, of course, Biafrans are always victims. And so if you have any relative in northern part of the Zoo called Nigeria, the best thing to do is to advise them to leave and go back home. We have been saying this for several years and people are still not listening, although there are signs that some of them are now going back. And we will continue to do this because that is a duty, a responsibility on our shoulder to inform, to educate, and where necessary, to enlighten.
To set my people free, all in the lead of a nation to save your free.
We are reporting that the caretaker committee set up to run the affairs of the Apes Igbo body, Ohanaeze Ndị Igbo, has urged the governors of the five states of the southeast to make contingency arrangements on how to evacuate Igbo indigenous who may be trapped in areas of violence during and after elections. In a statement issued after its crucial meeting in Enugu yesterday, the RAF Ubioha-led committee, however, refused to endorse any of the presidential candidates, but rather requested Igbo to cast their votes in accordance with their consciences. Ohanaeze also warned the Igbo to be vigilant before, during, and after elections and make appropriate arrangements to save their lives, that of their families, as well as their property. In view of the ominous uncertainties that loom in the air, Igbo governors should make contingency arrangements separately or collectively to evacuate the Igbo who may be trapped in violence-prone areas. In the statement jointly signed by the chairman of the committee, Chief Ralph Obio, her secretary, Dr. Zed Chukwujama, and Chief Mbazuika Amaechi, chairman of Ohanaeze Elders Council, the Igbo Apes body said, since there was no concrete agreement with any of the presidential candidates on the four cardinal issues of security of life and property of Ndi Igbo, on infrastructure development in Igbo land, reparation of atrocities and war crimes against Ndi Igbo, at least to the level of recommended in the Open Parliament report, Ndi Igbo is unable to commit Igbo voters at home and everywhere to the blanket support of any of the presidential candidates. Of course, these men are ridiculous. They are dishonorable men and dishonorable women. Because when you know that there is obvious injustice against your people, there is also a panel that have indicted past governments and Nigerian establishments and their handlers of war crime and other things, other marginalization, others all sorts of inhuman and degrading treatment and constant breach of the human rights of our people. Why can't you move against these people? You are now talking because money has not come, but when money comes, you will now support any of the candidates that bring the money. The question is, What has Ohanaeze been doing for the past several decades? And now they are saying because that all these candidates did not agree on issues of security and property of Ndi Igbo, on infrastructural development in Igbo land, reparation for atrocities and war crimes against Ndi Igbo, that they are not going to support anybody. Meanwhile, there are some of them who have taken money. You hear today Ohanaeze Ndi Igbo endorses Jonathan. Tomorrow you hear that Ohanaeze has not endorsed anybody. These are people who are angling for their selfish interests. Money has not come, or money has not got to those people who are disagreeing. And that is the hallmark of our people. These are the men who have allowed abomination and all sorts of crime to develop legs and wings, and they have lived among us as humans. Enough is enough. This is Radio Biafra, and we are reaching from London. We will continue on this all-important edition of the program. And, of course, at the end of the day, we will go into the main issue. Professor Innocent Odeni will remain central to this broadcast and, indeed, other important things that we will be looking into. After about 7 hours of deliberations, the National Council of State of the Zuko, Nigeria, rose from its meeting yesterday and advised the Independent National Electoral Commission, NEC, or INEC, to continue preparations for general elections scheduled for this month. However, the council also advised the electoral body to consult widely with other stakeholders before the elections, contrary to reports yesterday that the council directed INEC to go ahead with the polls. The Guardian newspaper, which is an independent media outfit, reporting this, learned that the commission was specifically advised to consult security agencies about their preparedness for the polls. In a joint briefing of State House correspondents after the meeting, Governors Olusegun Mimiko of Ondo and his Imo State counterpart Richard Okorocha and Bala James of Adamawa State said that the decision to push the final decision to INEC was based on the fact that the body was statutorily responsible for the conduct of the elections. However, there was mild drama between Mimiko and Okorocha at the briefing as the two openly disagreed over the real issues at the meeting. Mimiko, who briefed first, tried to dress it in coded language as he told journalists that the meeting had directed INEC to consult widely with all stakeholders before taking final decision on the election. He refused to categorically state whether any decision to postpone the election was taken. Instead, insisted that INEC would brief the nation. According to Mimiko, it was a major issue that was discussed. Issue of preparedness of security to conduct elections nationwide, issue of extensive ballots, use of the card readers, which is a new technology, all of these were discussed, but ultimately council being an advisory body and had to take advantage of the different perspectives of members to take decision about the election. Not satisfied with Mimiko's explanation, Okorocha took over the microphone and immediately told journalists that the council has asked INEC to go and carry out its statutory responsibility. According to him, the council advised INEC to go and perform its civic responsibility, which is to conduct elections. That is what we rose to agree. It was a very challenging moment, and INEC has reaffirmed severally that it is ready, but because of concern of security agencies and some few local governments, council asked INEC to go and perform their civic responsibilities, which is the conduct of elections. What we are saying here is that these people are a confused lot, of course, coming from background of corruption and all other ulterior motives. Their quest is to satisfy their ambition, their selfish ambition. But what we are telling Biafrans is this, that all is not well with the zoo called Nigeria. What is happening to the zoo is not man-made. It is nemesis. It is moral, spiritual than physical. And so do not wait to be caught in the crossfire. Go home and remain in Biafra land and its environs until they finished killing themselves. And we are also urging you to abstain from the election. Do not vote in that election, because the election is already rigged. It is illegal, and in fact nobody is going to tell you, and no right thinking human being can tell you that this is a credible election. A lot of things are happening. We want to use this opportunity to tell the international community that election did not hold in Biafraland and that we are ready to go. Boycott this election, do not vote. The safest thing for you to do is to withhold and stay home on that day of the election. Indications have emerged that the International Criminal Court in The Hague will soon ask the presidential candidate of All Progressives Congress, APC Major General Muhammad Buhari, to explain his role in the 2011 post-election violence that led to the killings of many Nigerians and destruction of property worth billions of naira. And when they say these Nigerians, it baffles me. Who are these Nigerians? Because there are no Nigerians. They entity called Nigeria is made up of different ethnic nationalities, and they are called by their names. Nigeria is divided along ethnic line. It is either you come from Biafra land, or you come from any other place from the Mohammedan Emirates, or you come from Yoruba land, and all other ethnic geopolitical enclaves in the zoo called Nigeria. There are no Nigerians, contrary to the mere expression that everybody is ascribing to himself. Who are those killed by Buhari? Majority of them are Biafrans. Majority of the victims were Biafrans. And they are saying that they are Nigerian citizens. Yesterday, an ICC counsel and senior partner of Bracton de Oliveira, Professor Goran Slaughter, claimed he had filed a suit in the International Court, which Nigeria is a signatory based on the Rome Convention, aimed at bringing Buhari to book. Slaughter, who appeared on Sky shown to reporters at the Sheraton Hotel and Towers in Abuja claimed that he filed criminal charges against Buhari on behalf of the Council for Northern Coalition for Democracy and Justice at about 3 p.m. yesterday. Brandishing a copy of the petition filed on Skype, Slaughter said that it behoved the office of the ICC prosecutor to take up the matter against Buhari, who is the major challenger to incumbent President Goodluck Jonathan in the presidential elections billed to hold this month. The head of the rights group Research and Documentation, Dr. Ibrahim Baba, justified their action, noting that they were compelled to approach the ICC when it became apparent that the authorities lacked the political will to bring Buhari to book since 2011, saying that the decision to drag the Buhari to ICC was not politically motivated. He said that there was need to stop the culture of impunity and hate speeches, which had a direct bearing with the 2011 post-election violence, claiming that he and members of his group have received death threats from Buhari's supporters. He thereby gave an insight on the criminal complaint leveled against Buhari. Thus, the complaint set out in detail the background to the 2011 Nigerian electoral violence and discussed the available evidence against Buhari. In addition, the complaint analyzes the crimes within the ICC statute and the modes of liability applicable to Buhari's conduct. The gist of the complaint is that the electoral violence in Nigeria in 2011 was not spontaneous but orchestrated and the direct result of Buhari's inflammatory speeches. Furthermore, the complaint contains frequent references to other cases of electoral violence which are at present prosecuted before the ICC, Kenya and Ivory Coast. Of course, Buhari is responsible for most of the killings that has happened post 2011 election in the zoo, and the man is still roaming the streets, even when the presidency of the zoo knows that the man is the arch sponsor of Boko Haram. They say all sorts of things with impunity. The Northern House of Fulani Headsmen, made up of the retired military generals, the serving politicians and retired politicians, the Sultanate of Sokoto, the Sultan of Sokoto, the Talakawas, the ordinary men on the street, are all sympathetic to Boko Haram. The Nigerian government, in addition to acknowledging all these, have not done anything. And we are saying that something is fishing. And in buttressing what we are saying, the Nigerian army has demonstrated its lack of will. And indeed, it's not being in position to fight Boko Haram because it is divided along ethnic lines, where the Northern House of Fulani military personnel in the Nigerian army are not interested in fighting Boko Haram. In fact, they aid and abet Boko Haram terrorism. Boko Haram will give Nigerian army date and time when there will come an attack. And when that time comes, you will see the generals or the commanders deserting war front and telling those they are commanding not to shoot Boko Haram. And then Boko Haram in turn will come and round up every armory that belongs to the Nigerian army and take them and then fight them. And this is, of course, not surprising because the North want to discredit President Goodluck Jonathan by all means and to take power by all means. And in the process, the question is, who are the victims of this Boko Haram terrorism? Most of them are Biafrans. And so we are urging our people to leave the Northern House of Fulani enclave and go back to Biafraland because you do not have any brother there. These people are not our brothers. They are not our sisters. We do not have anything in common. Our values are antithetical to theirs. Their own God is different. They believe in the God that kills and maims human beings. But we believe in the God that preserves life. And so shall it be. There is no connection. And the only solution to this is the unimpeded collapse of the zoo called Nigeria. Already, in the country where you think you belong, where you think that there is a level playing ground, where there is no religion that supersedes the other, you have already witnessed that Nigeria is a member of OIC, Organization of Islamic Cooperation, or Organization of Islamic Countries, as they call it. And this was single-handedly manipulated and implemented by no other but Ibrahim Badamasi Babangida, and the oil revenue from Biafra land has been used to donate to the development project of the OIC. The money that comes from Biafra land has been used by IBP for development projects within the OIC countries. And today they tell you that you are Nigerians. Nigeria is an Islamic republic. It's as simple as that. And many people are not thinking along this line. That is why they are doing what they are doing. They have a lot of cooperation from the Arab world, and they have a lot of clout to tell you that Nigeria is their forefathers' estate, and that no other body has, no other person has the right to dictate. They have even told you that the oil in Biafra land belongs to them, that without the north, you wouldn't have had the oil. And it is pathetic. Very illogical position from this northern Hausa Fulani headsman. People from the Fitajelo Mountain, they have also told you, well, courtesy of British assistance, that the population of the north is more than that of the south. How can an arid region be more populated than rainforest region? It is very, very unfortunate. And the worst aspect of it is that we are regarding these people as non-entities, but they have been able to play smart politically. They have been able to attract the sympathy of the international community, and they are listening to them. And that is why the British Commonwealth Office or Foreign Office and the British MPs should have the temerity to tell you that it is a case that more Muslims have been killed than Christians, even when it was obvious to them that so many churches have been burned down, that people have been killed in their places of worship and on the streets of northern Nigeria. And the question to them is, how many mosques have been burned down and how many churches have been burned down since Boko Haram, sponsored by Buhari and his cohorts, started their campaign? And your guess is as good as mine. Hypocrisy cannot be condoned in the face of injustice. And if we continue to accept this, then we should be sure of our extinction very soon. But thank God that here comes a time in life of a generation where a group of people are saying that it can no longer be business as usual. Biafra must be restored. It is too late for Nigeria. The first opportunity that Nigeria had to rectify whatever imbalance was during the Abori conference. And with reference to the agenda or the proposal tabled by the late People's General, General Jumoke Ojukwu, and Gowon reneged on it. And today, what follows was the unimpeded massacring of our people. And you know what? What goes up must come down. And next to Abbas Vakim. The souls of innocent Biafrans and that of other ethnic nationalities, citizens of other ethnic nationalities that do not have anybody to speak for them, massacred in cold blood, are asking for vengeance. And it is time for Nigeria to pay its debt to history. This is Radio Biafra, and this is the PM edition, and we are reaching from London. We are reporting also that fierce counter-terrorism operations carried out with Chad, Niger, and Cameroon have led to the recovery of the weapons captured by terrorists during their attack on the multinational task force headquarters in Baga, as well as the towns and villages the insurgents had taken. And the question you ask yourself is, where are the Nigerian army? Cameroon, Chad, and Niger are the countries that fought Boko Haram, and you ask yourself, where is Nigerian army? Where are their personnel? What are they doing? And it shows you that these people are incapable. The weapon at the disposal of Boko Haram has not been seen by Nigerian army before, because Nigerian army is using a low standard or outdated weapon, while Boko Haram is handling state-of-the-art weapon, 21st century weapon. And that is why they have the clout to tell the Nigerian army anytime they want to attack. They will tell them the day and time and indeed location. And they will still go out and carry out the operation. And Nigerian army will be on the run, as always. And it shows you that Nigeria is already a failed state. A state that cannot defend or provide security for the citizens that it claims to have. It's a failed state. Economically, Nigeria is nowhere. Educationally, Nigeria is an apology. On the international stage, Nigerians are seen as potential criminals and fraudsters. And so you must begin to extricate yourself from connection with Nigeria. Now is the time, and no other. I will continue on this news with reference to Nigeria's military's claim that they have recovered lost weapons from Boko Haram. This was disclosed in a statement by the media consultant to the government, PR Nigeria, which said it will be recalled that a leader of Boko Haram had, in a video released shortly after the Baga attack, boasted that his band captured world-class sophisticated weaponry from Nigerian troops, who he referred to as cowards. Indeed, Nigerian army personnel are cowards. During these battles, some of the weapons captured from the troops some weeks ago were recovered by Nigerian fighters. Among the recovered weapons is a battle-armored tank equipped with comprehensive protective system and maximum firing distance, and accuracy with anti-aircraft rotating mount. I cannot continue on this, but the point is that the Nigerian army strength is depleted. They are not in position. They are psychologically not fit to fight the insurgency. The only hope they have remain the neighboring countries of Chad, Niger, and Cameroon. And as you can see, these men, this army from these three countries are equal to the task. And it baffles me that Nigeria is called the giant of Africa, and Nigeria has been in peacekeeping operation around the world. Does it then necessarily mean that it was Nigerian soldiers that actually fight in those peacekeeping operations, or were they being supported with the other multinational forces? there is serious doubt. But one thing is clear. Nigerian army, Nigerian security agencies are not in position to defend you, Biafrans. Think twice now and resort to self-help. And that is why you must embrace the Biafra Restoration Project. That way we defend ourselves and defend our fatherland, and in the process have something tangible to bequeath to posterity, that our generation to come will live.
It's of the poor are being respected with no violation. All the problem in the world. Because justice has been aborted and miscarried. People are afraid of speaking the truth. I see the teachers in the school. They refuse to teach us the truth. I see the preachers in the churches.
The National Peace Committee on 2015 elections on Thursday in Abuja expressed its worries over the exodus and relocation of Nigerians from the likely flashpoints for re-election violence. In a statement made available, the committee said the apprehension that has followed preparation for the elections and the likely violence expected signals a tragic repeat of Nigeria's history. The statement signed by the chairman of the committee and former President General Bisami Abubakar and convener of the committee, Bishop Matthew Hassan Kuka, frowned at the manner in which fear and tension has become part of the conduct of the 2015 elections. We are worried by the huge exodus of our people who are in the grip of fear. We appreciate that the fact that these fears are genuinely born out of the tragic history of our country. However, we all resolve to imbibe the spirit of the peace accord, then we should not be afraid. However, if we all resolve to imbibe the spirit of the peace accord, then we should not be afraid. We appeal to the security agencies to be more forthcoming by spelling out their plans to secure the lives and property of ordinary citizens, as well as their plans for ending impunity. The position of the committee may not be unconnected with reports of massive movements of persons from some part of the country to their respective states of origin. Within the last 1 week, Nigerians living in states like Kano, Bauchi, Gombe, etc. have been moving out of the states for fear of election violence. And you ask yourself, who are the non-indigenous living in Kano, Bauchi and Gombe? They are Biafrans. And so we are appreciating the fact that Biafrans are now listening, and that they know that if they remain in those states, that they will be victims and nobody's going to fight for them. But a lot more remains to be done. There are still people who are adamant, who say that they are Igbos of northern Nigeria. They are still there. If they are your relations or relatives, as the case may be, you better have to impress it upon them that nobody is there to save them. It is either they move none that they are still alive, or they will inevitably be moved when they are dead. As part of the strategy to arrest the ugly incidents of election violence, the committee also called on families and communities to warn their members of the dangers of taking the laws into their hands in the name of any politician. Indeed, this peace accord must be seen as one of the greatest developments in the history of democracy anywhere in Africa. We commend the candidates and once more call on them to be prepared to put our country first and trust in the will of God and the supremacy of His will. Speaking against the spate of hate speech deployed by politicians, the committee said, "We are worried over the vitriolic language employed by some Nigerians in the name of support for their candidates. We fear that if the politicians concerned do not call these elements to order, their hate speech would have a negative impact and effect on the quality of the elections. We also call on the security agencies to remain alert to those who are stoking the embers of hate or hatred. We appreciate every citizen's right to free speech, but his freedom must be within the boundaries of decency, decorum, and the rights of other citizens to dignity. On the distribution of permanent voters' cards, PVCs, they stated that we have received assurances from INEC that they can meet the deadline for the distribution. However, the real challenge is the collection of the PVCs by members of the public. We are worried that ordinary Nigerians may unwittingly disenfranchise themselves. We therefore call on faith communities, civil society organizations, traditional and community leaders, the media, and everyone to support INEC by encouraging their members to patiently ensure that they collect their cards. While praying for God's intervention and for peaceful polls, the group made up of eminent Nigerians said, "We call on INEC to be more creative, to devise a strategic plan to reduce the hurdles that might frustrate the efforts of ordinary citizens in getting their PVCs. We believe that resolving this issue is a major part of ensuring that tensions and anxieties are well managed." Of course, what else can we say? Instead of them agreeing or acknowledging the fact that there is no security, there is no way ordinary citizens of the zoo, different ethnic nationalities that are contrived in this zoo called Nigeria, instead of acknowledging it, they are there speaking with both sides of their mouth, and it is our duty for us to continue to impress it on our people that there is no safety for you, there is no protection for you. Nigeria is sliding into abyss. Nigeria is gradually going into oblivion. And before it does that, it is going to claim more lives. And since we Biafrans have always been the victims of every violence in the zoo called Nigeria, it is very important that we take a more proactive step or action towards making sure that we protect ourselves. The best thing to do is to embrace the Biafra Restoration Project, because Nigeria is going to implode anyway.
We want to live in peace and live in freedom, yeah. No violent movement, this is what we want. No violent struggle, Biafra freedom is a movement. So we sing, Biafra freedom, freedom is what we need.
The People's Democratic Party has said more facts have emerged on the connivance of some officials of the Independent National Electoral Commission and the All Progressives Congress to deny non-indigents in APC-controlled states of their permanent voters' cards, PVCs, ahead of the polls this month. The PDP National Provincial Secretary, Udi Sametso, in a statement on Thursday, described the development as a crime against the electoral process, adding that the party has received overwhelming evidence from residents in APC states following its alarm on Wednesday that non-indigents who form the bulk of PDP supporters in Lagos were being denied their PVCs. The PDP said, apart from Lagos, the same scandalous practice is also being perpetrated in other APC-controlled states, including Kano. Since our alert on Lagos, we have continued to receive calls and comments from residents in local governments and wards in APC's controlled states, confirming the collaboration between some INEC officials and the PVs and APC to shut out non-indigents in the affected states, made up mainly of our supporters, is deeper than earlier thought. Indeed, this inexcusable misconduct is also being perpetrated in Kano, Edo, Sokoto, Kebbi, Nasarawa, and Kwara, among other APC-controlled states where fraudulent INEC officials and the APC are orchestrating hitches to disenfranchise non-indigenous. Evidence of this crime abounds in Limoshu and Amuwo Odifin local government areas of Lagos State, Nasarawa local government, and Sabon Gerri area of Kano State, as well as other strategic places where PVCs belonging to non-indigenous are even burnt, to ensure that they do not get to their rightful owners. We know that the aim is to deny the PDP of its well-deserved victory in APC states, since over 90% of these non-indigenous are supporters of PDP and we will vote en masse for President Goodluck Jonathan and other candidates of our great party at the elections. Of course, these things are directed against our people, and in the process, they will also unleash mayhem on our people. And say in a related development, alleging bias against INEC officials in Lagos, Ohaneze stated that many Igbos who are registered have been unable to extend the temporary voters' cards for the new PVCs because INEC officials refused to release the cards in bulk to Igbo community leaders to deliver to their kinsmen, whom they know just as the officials had done for Yoruba community leaders. Isn't it ridiculous? Isn't it ridiculous? Our people do not listen. Even in Lagos, you have some Igbos who are contesting for election in Lagos, in the local government election and or other positions there. You see Igbos who say that they are Lagosians. They are contesting for election. They are not in the mood to move. Meanwhile, a lot of atrocities are being committed against them, and they are still there. And it is very unfortunate. At a joint media briefing attended by Igbo town and community leaders in different parts of Lagos, President of Ohaneze Ndi Igbo Lagos, Fabian Omoralo, said that on request, INEC officials issued in bulk to Yoruba community leaders the PVCs of those they could reach, but refused to grant Igbo community leaders similar consideration. According to him, the INEC officials are executing a well-calculated strategy aimed at ensuring that Igbos do not get their PVCs to exercise their franchise. And so what do you expect? The Igbos are used in different parts of the zoo called Nigeria where they are living to, of course, achieve one particular aim or the other. You have been told to remain in Lagos and you registered in Lagos, and now they are using your vote, or rather they are using your registration cards to give to other people. That is to say, your vote does not count. That is the essence of your being in Lagos. And you keep claiming that you are a Lagosian. You keep developing different places in that particular Yoruba land. And the same with those in Kano and in Abuja. And it is very pathetic. And the people perpetrating all these things are the umbrella group called Ohaneze Ndi Igbo, the Aki Ikengas, the Igbo Zulumes, the Igbo leaders of thought. These are the people who are selling the collective interests of our people for peanuts, or for what they will get from their Hausa Fulani masters. According to him, that's according to Fabian Omoralo, who is the president of Ohaneze Ndi Igbo Lagos, the INEC officials are executing a well-calculated strategy aimed at ensuring that Igbos do not get their PVCs to exercise their franchise. Having reviewed the situation for a very long time, and after putting so much pressure on INEC to make sure that these cards are easily available to our people, we have decided to tell Nigerians about this systematic strategy by INEC to disenfranchise Igbos and ensure that majority of our people do not participate in the coming elections. He said the fact and the act and systematic strategy to disenfranchise Igbo people was condemnable, unacceptable, and unconscionable. He called on INEC to retrace its steps and order its personnel in Lagos, especially in local councils, to apply equal and the same measures to all and sundry in the state by giving Igbo community leaders and leaders of recognized groups the cards for onward distribution to their people as they had done for Yoruba leaders. Of course, it is not about speaking English. It is about doing something about the obvious injustice against you. We have been warning you and you have remained in Lagos. You have even considered yourself an obstacle to Biafra restoration. Now is the time. We want you to fight them. If you can't fight them, then they will defeat you. And as always, you become a slave to them for as long as it's possible. According to Onwa, this act of selective bias has been the trend, especially in local councils predominantly inhabited by the Igbos. He specifically listed Amuwo Odofin and Uriede, I don't know how to pronounce this, which he said comprises 11 wards. This is serious. These are communities inhabited by the Igbos. Igbo village in Lagos, in fact, still they have no right to do anything. And why should you have right where you are a slave? A slave will always remain a slave. Somebody own Lagos. You do not own Lagos. That is the simple fact you have to understand. And another abandoned property saga is looming if care is not taken. Omugale said all Igbo residents in areas like Ajoromi, Ifelodun, Ali Mosho Local Government Council Development Area, Apapa Igomu, Aboyin Ketu, Abuala Okendo, Badagri, Kuka Aguda are on the verge of being denied their right to get their PVCs. Other areas he mentioned include Etiose East, Ejibo, Ilado, Abulekun, Ikeja, Ikorodu, Ifelodun. I cannot continue. They are countless. They are countless. Presenting evidence to buttress the allegation, the Igbo towns and community leaders took turns to share their personal experiences and findings in the affected areas. There are so much of this here. The point remains that our people do not listen, and they don't hear, they don't want to know. But they are being used as guinea pig experiments in every of all these things. And the simple truth is that those who are holding the fraudulent empire called Nigeria together are the Igbos. They are the people who are holding that zoo together. And the day the Igbos decide to go home and think with their heads, that is the end, the zoo called Nigeria will collapse. But this time around, whether they like it or not, they will submit to the inevitable collapse and disintegration of the zoo called Nigeria. It's just a matter of time.
Still going across the nation.
We will use violence to stop elections if, according to Clark, loyalists of President Goodluck Jonathan under the urges of Southern Nigeria People's Assembly on Thursday called for the sack and arrest of Chairman of Independent National Electoral Commission Atahiru Jega for allegedly registering and issuing permanent voters card to minors in northern part of the zoo called Nigeria. I hope people are listening. They are issuing voters card to minors, children, people who are not of age to vote in an election. That is what is happening in the zoo, in northern part of the zoo called Nigeria, the Mohammedan Emirates of the North. The group led by Ijo nationalist Edwin Clark said the registration and issuance of PVC to minors in the North was a grand plan by the INEC chairman to show up the voting figure in the area so as to ensure that President Goodluck Jonathan does not win the forthcoming presidential election. Among the sins of Jega as listed by the group include taking unilateral decisions to produce the PVC without recourse to Public Procurement Act. The group at a press conference in Abuja insisted that the scheduled February 14 presidential election must be postponed till April, while another person must be appointed to oversee the conduct of the election. Failure to adhere to its suggestion, the group said it may be driven to the point of using violence to stop the elections in the southern states of the country. Among those at the press conference were former Minister of Information, Walter Fonagal, a former governor of Anambra State, Dr. Chukwuemeka Ezeife, a former commissioner in Bayelsa State, Whiskey Ayakeme, the national vice chairman of the PDP in the South South, Dr. Kairu Ojubo, and Senator Femi Okuruome. Okuruome, who read a prepared speech on behalf of the SNPA in asking for the postponement of the election, said there should be immediate postponement of the February 14 presidential elections to allow for the reconstitution, repositioning, and the reprocessing of INEC to discharge its responsibility of conducting an impartial election. Asking for the immediate vacation of the office by the INEC chairman, the SNPA said Professor Jega should and must resign his appointment as the chairman of the INEC because he has lost the requisite moral rectitude to organize a credible election, devoid of shenanigans of the Northern elders and their cohorts. And this goes to buttress the fact that what we are telling you is the right one, that the election is already rigged and it is going to come with a lot of calamities. And the best thing to do is to play smart, Biafrans. Go back to your fatherland, because there is no way you can do anything other than to save yourself. Nigeria is imploding.
They turn us as slaves in our fatherland. Oh gosh, we cannot find ourselves as a free mankind. Tell me why. Tell me.
We have invited Dokubo over inflammatory statements. According to the DSS, the Department of State Service said on Thursday that it had invited Mr. Asare Dokubo, an ex-Niger Delta militant, several times over recent inflammatory statements credited to him. The spokeswoman of the DSS, Marilyn Auger, said this on Thursday while responding to a question at a news conference organized by the National Information Center. The details, of course, we don't know. First of all, whatever is the operational procedures that we take after we have issued out warnings, we do not make them public. And I want to recollect that Asare Dokubo has been brought into the office DSS a couple of times. It is not in the position of the office to begin to tell you who has been brought in or who has not been brought in. We still stand by our words that whoever in any way would want to interfere or interrupt the peace that prevails, he or she would definitely be dealt with, Oga said. This is all pointing to the ominous sign in the horizon that the zoo called Nigeria is collapsing. Mrs. Anki Briggs has revealed that the country, the zoo called Nigeria, will definitely see agitation from South South region very soon. I want Nigerians to understand that the Niger Delta people have decided that whether Jonathan is the president or not, the president or not in 2015 is no longer an issue for us because we have to support him. Now, whether he is the president or not, the president come 2015, Niger Delta will start agitating for the ownership of the oil, even if everybody does not do it. Some of us are going to do it, and we are going to do it until we get what we want. Other countries are practicing ownership. We must practice ownership. The land, Niger Delta, belongs to me and not you. You come from a particular region and I cannot claim Northeast. Why is everybody else claiming Niger Delta? Let us be realistic. I come from Niger Delta. It is my place. Therefore, what is there is mine. But the Constitution of the 1999 says it is not fine. I don't have to accept it. We don't have to accept it, she said. Well, this is also pointing to the fact that every region, every group of people are agitating for their own self-determination. Although the Niger Delta militants, I don't know what they are agitating for. They are agitating for resource control within Nigeria. This is what has set us apart. But whatever the case, even if you are agitating for resource control, eventually you will come to terms with what Biafra stands for. Biafra stands for the total and unimpeded disintegration and the collapse of the zoo, the most fraudulent entity and empire on this planet Earth, created by the British. And among and from its ashes we emerge the original owners of the land. It is just a question of time.
The truth about Biafra freedom. We want to live in peace and live in freedom, yeah. No violent movement. This is what we want. No violent struggle. Biafra freedom is a movement. So we sing Biafra freedom. Freedom is what we need.
The Igbo Youth Movement and the Southeast Self-Determination Coalition teamed up on Friday to stage a rally in Enugu where they registered their demand for the restructuring of the country along regional lines immediately after the general elections. This position of the groups was informed by the prevailing fierce struggle for the control of the central power in the Nigerian government establishment, which they said could lead to a post-election violence. They said this much in a pamphlet made available to journalists and members of the public. They insisted that weaker center, which will be other product of the proposed restructuring, is the only antidote to the violence and tension that characterize general elections in the country. I don't know what is wrong with this so-called Igbo groups. Everybody comes out to look for money. Everybody comes out to look for money. Look at how they are giving condition after the election. Why not before the election? Very pathetic. While noting that they decided to speak up a week to the commencement of the election, just for the records, the group said, "We all know that the fierce struggle for central power is serious business. Why? Because Nigerian presidency is one of the most powerful in the world. 1999 Constitution makes the center so attractive that all manner of strategies are usually employed to grab power at the center. Because of the winner-takes-all syndrome, the struggle for Asarok is bitterly fought. We are worried that the plea to restructure Nigeria into true federalism is being delayed. We believe that if the center is made less attractive, the vicious struggle for central power will be a thing of the past. Hence, there would be no more fears of post-election violence in Nigeria. In 2011, April precisely, hundreds of Igbo were slaughtered in northern Nigeria as Dr. Goodluck Jonathan was announced winner of the polls. We plead that such ugly incident does not repeat itself this year. Speaking at the rally, president of the Igbo Youth Movement, Evangelist Elliot Uko, who coordinated the event, urged all Nigerians to support the restructuring of the country and reduce the powers in the center, saying that it is only way the only way the fierce struggle for central power will come to an end. Ukowa enjoining Indigo to vote right in the presidential election emphasized that only true federalism would prosper Nigeria. According to him, only a restructured Nigeria will grow big and great, insisting on justice. We have endured so much humiliation for over four decades, locked up in only 5 out of 36 states. This is, of course, a theory, as always, paper presentation which lacks no action. This is Radio Biafra, and we are reaching from London. And of course, the main point remains here, that in talking about the issues affecting the lives of ordinary citizens in the zoo called Nigeria and elsewhere around the world, we will not fail to remember Professor Innocent Odenigbo, who will be committed to the Mother Earth this weekend, and precisely at 2 a.m. early hours of tomorrow morning, the wakekeeping will start in the faraway United States of America. We enjoin you to continue to lift Professor Innocent Odenigbo and his family to God in prayers, and indeed the families of all departed heroes and heroines of Biafra, that they will begin to rest in peace. This is the PM edition, and we are reaching you from London. And I will now go straight to Barrister Mamezi to get his thoughts and views on the issue. Barrister?
Thank you, Uchemafora. Thank you for the news, and thank you for the update about our late professor. All of our hearts go to the family, and of course, we are bereaved. We are deeply saddened that Professor did not meet up with us in the restoration of Biafra. I feel particularly very bad, very, very bad indeed, that we started this journey with him, and halfway he succumbed. It's not his own fault. Chukwu Abiyama knows the full story. Regardless, we pray, and we pray for the guidance of those he left behind, and for our people, those who are also departed, which I'm for, agree with you in all you said. Now, moving on to the news today, which I'm for, our people are stupid in their thinking. After election, they start thinking about restructure. How long shall you stand aside? Which I'm for, I'm sure you saw what I sent yesterday. How the House of Lani Boko Haram tortured and sent a light Goodluck Jonathan's vehicles in his bid to move around campaigning for election. They destroyed his vehicle, set it alight. But Buhari came to Owerri and was given a safe passage. They were carrying bags for him.
And giving chieftaincy title. And was crowned with the most exalted also cap, also regalia. In fact, Uche, bastardization of our traditional institution.
We are foolish in everything we do. The Igbos are foolish in everything we do. This is somebody, and I'll tell you this, they took this Buhari to Bishop Obinna. The bishop washed Buhari, reminded him of how many millions of Biafrans he killed. The man came out after the bishop took him to a ride, and he blamed Rotas Okorocha for insulting him. That is one out of 10,000, because the bishop watched him. Buhari, you are campaigning in Anowere. Have you forgotten what you did during the Nigerian Biafra War? And you are asking for those you left, those you killed, you want them to vote for you. Buhari was never happy. But I'm talking about the majority of our people. Look at what they did to Goodluck Jonathan, who will turn up tomorrow and say, "One Nigeria, that foolish imbecile who doesn't even know his left is right." We are campaigning here. Even his own people, Asare Dokubo, are standing for him, but Jonathan wants to be the president of the whole world with his foolishness, lack of any knowledge about life. People are dying for the sake of him. The Igbos are being killed because of Jonathan. The house has thought that he's an Igbo man, which of course he isn't. If they say he's a Biafran, fine. But we know he's linked to the Northerners. I saw how he was hugging Buhari as if he wants to go inside Buhari's room. What a shame. The houses are killing you, and you're selling yourself to them. Our people, when would we learn? When would we know that somebody slapped you, you slap them back? Time has gone when, let God do it. I leave everything in the hands of Tuwabiyama. No. If somebody slap you, slap the person twice, do not hesitate, because all of us will bleed. It's high time. There is no more time to hesitate and to give excuses. God shall do this for us. Oh, God will revenge for me. No, I will revenge myself. Biafrans, get up. Forget about a few stupid, wicked, nonsensical Igbo people who believe in carrying bags for the houses. Somebody you're supposed to be ahead of, you are carrying bags for him, for money, for pittance. Shame on all of you that believe that houses will rule you forever. For us here at Radio Biafra, we are telling you, we are taking this as the last chance of having the houses. They are killing you, taking your oil. When will you stand up? All of you out there, listening, and those who are not listening, tomorrow you go to one Alhaji to give you money while your people are dying. Shame on those who believe that they should be ruled by the houses of Fulani Boko Haram. May Chukwuebiama punish all of you if you cannot stand straight and look for what belongs to Biafra, and how Biafra should be organized so that we stop all this killing. Majority of you believe in... They even gave Buhari the name of Okechukwu. He said, God forbid. All these things evil people do just for money. Uchemefo, I will come back again. I'm out.
Thank you, Barista, for that. Well spotted on. This is Radio Biafra live broadcast, and we are reaching you from London. This is a live broadcast. It is not a recorded broadcast. And this is the PM edition for this day, the 6th of February 2015. And we are reaching directly from London. If you want to make any contributions, please call +447 448 1091 +447 448 1091 On the alternative, call +447 405 964146 +447 405 964146 You can as well reach us via Skype, and the ID to call is Radio Biafra. Simply Radio Biafra. We are proceeding, and like I indicated earlier, this is specially dedicated. This broadcast is specially dedicated to the memory of Professor Innocent Odenigbo, who has just departed this world. He deserves every respect that we can muster, and we urge you to support this initiative. Professor Innocent Odenigbo will be immortalized whether anybody likes it or not, but the details I will leave to the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra and the commander of all the Biafran forces, Nnamdi Kanu, and indeed after a meeting with the directorate on the way forward. The caller on Skype, your name and where you're calling from, please. No, the caller on Skype has dropped. I don't know what is going on. I hope this line is okay this evening. This is your platform, and we will, of course, go into remind you of what Professor Innocent Odenigbo has done for Biafrans. The world is listening to Professor Innocent Odenigbo, even when they pretend. The caller on Skype, your name and where you're calling from, please. The caller on Skype, are you hearing me?
Yes, hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
The caller on the phone, your name and where you're calling from, please. I'll go back to Skype. The caller on Skype, give us your name and where you're calling from. I don't know what's going on. The caller on Skype, your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Kivet. My name is Uchechukwu Amade. I'm from Imo State. It's a local government, the Biafra land.
Botard. Welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I want to just to say rest in peace to Professor Innocent Odenigbo.
Amen.
I heard about him. I heard a lot about him. Just want to say rest in peace and say the whole family of Biafra should support and say rest in peace to him.
Thank you very much. What is happening in Cape Verde?
Yeah, the place is okay, but the problem here is about uniting. It's very difficult. Even the Igbo people here, some people, they try to make ISU meeting or SMD, and they don't want to unite. That is the problem. And when you try to talk, and they say, when have you been here? You just come here yesterday and you doesn't have money. And they try to show a kind of thing. It's very, very complicated.
I don't know. So only those who have money should be able to talk about Biafra.
Yeah, sometimes they don't do it like that, but they consider themselves that been here for many years or something. And it's just few people that are listening to Radio Biafra here, but I try to... It never been long that I start listening to it, but always try. You know? I'm very happy. I learned a lot from it. Honestly, since I've started listening to it, my life always getting more better.
Yes, you should. My brother, do not listen to anybody. Your duty is to preach the good news of Biafra. Tell them about Radio Biafra. Tell them, give them the information, give them the website. And then move on. Do not think about what they think about you. Do not bother about what they think. Preach the good news of Biafra and then move on. Simple as that.
Yeah, thank you.
Right.
Okay, have a nice day. Huh?
Thank you too. And keep on keeping on. This is Radio Biafra, and we are reaching you from London, and this is a live broadcast. The caller on Skype, your name and where you're calling from, please. Are you hearing me, the caller on Skype? Well, I don't know what's going on with this line. In direct reference to what we have been saying, we are saying that we are using this opportunity to remind everyone of the need for absolute commitment to the restoration of Biafra. As we speak, the leader of Indigenous People of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, and the commander of all Biafran forces, with a team of dedicated Biafrans in Biafra land, are doing marvelous work, a lot behind the scene. And we enjoin you to register your presence, either physically or you support financially, that the work for the restoration of Biafra will be seen to its logical conclusion. And there is no other way we can do it. We must do something in practical terms, otherwise we'll be seen to be joking. We'll be seen to be theorizing as always. There are so much theories on Biafra for several decades. A lot of people have been theorizing, but the problem remains implementation. It is now time for us to implement what we have been professing about Biafra. And for us to do it, we must be practical. It is not just talking and talking and talking. This is Radio Biafra, and we'll be going to, of course, listen to Professor Denibo's lecture to remind us of what we are fighting for. This is your platform, and we'll be right back.
Right now, I feel it is important to draw the attention of all Biafrans and in fact the international community as well, to what the Biafrans are fighting for. That is the restoration of the Republic of Biafra. The series of injustice perpetrated against the people of Biafra was initiated by a mercenary soldier working on behalf of the British government. His name was Frederick Lugard. In the year 1914, Lugard, as colonial administrator and friend of the House of Fulani, using his connections with the British Colonial Office, committed the most outrageous fraud in human history by unilaterally declaring the amalgamation of Northern and Southern Protectorates in our part of Africa and naming these territories Nigeria. This British mercenary did not consult the people before forcing them into an unholy union of his dreams. The name Nigeria was really a coinage from two words, Niger, that is the river Niger, and area, meaning the area of land around the river Niger. It does not require a rocket scientist or a wordsmith to forge this name. I understand that the name was in fact suggested by Lugard's wife. For Lugard to choose the name Nigeria for his contraption is clear evidence he was only interested in the land and its resources, not in the well-being of people of diverse cultures inhabiting the land. So, ab initio, the name Nigeria was only a geographical description without any cultural or historical content, and has remained so up till today, for even Lugard himself described the north and the south as oil and water that can never mix. About 30 years into Lugard's experiment, in 1945 to be exact, the first catastrophe struck. Biafrans were slaughtered in northern Nigeria by the House of Fulani as a clear expression of their resentment of the amalgamation. In 1953, the Northerners struck again. Once more, Biafrans were the victims. The Nigerian census of 1956 was rigged in favor of the Northerners by their British friends, who inflated the population figures for the North to the detriment of the South. The pre-independence federal elections were similarly rigged by the departing British colonial administrators to benefit the North against the South. It was not therefore surprising that a few years after independence, Nigeria descended into anarchy and chaos. This time again, Biafrans were the target, chased away from all over Nigeria, as hundreds of thousands of them were murdered in northern Nigeria. In May, July, August, September, and October 1966, Biafrans were hounded and massacred all over northern Nigeria by the House of Fulani shouting Araba, Araba, meaning secession. The bruised and battered Biafrans returned to the safety of their homeland to nurse their wounds, abandoned by the federal government of the country to which they were supposed to belong. A national conference was held in Aburi, Ghana, under the chairmanship of General Ankara, the Ghanaian head of state. Far-reaching agreements aimed at keeping Nigeria together were concluded between General Yakubu Gowon, representing Nigeria, and General Chukwuemeka Odumegwu Ejiukwu, representing the people of Biafra. but in a most arrogant display of power, Nigeria unilaterally annulled those agreements. The Biafrans had no other choice but to declare their independence on May 30, 1967. Instead of allowing Biafrans to nurse their wounds in the peace of their homeland, Nigeria, propelled by sheer hatred and arrogance of power, declared a war of aggression against the beleaguered Biafrans. Nigeria wanted the land of Biafra without the people of Biafra, and conducted a three-year genocidal war to achieve that purpose. At the end of it all, about 3.5 million Biafran men, women, and children were killed in their homeland. I have never read anywhere that people of different cultures and religions had been forced to unite by sheer military means. The American Civil War was a unique case. Prior to that war, all the states had voluntarily consented to join the Union after a gruesome war of independence against the British. But when the southern states refused to give up slavery and decided instead to secede from the Union, the northern states, led by Abraham Lincoln, took up arms against the South as a matter of principle. The North believed that since all men were created equal, it was unjust for people to own slaves as private property. The American Civil War was not in reality to unite the country, but a war in defense of human rights to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. In each genocidal enterprise, Nigeria obtained the ready military and diplomatic assistance of Britain, the former Soviet Union, Spain, the then Organization of African Unity led by the former Ethiopian head of state, Emperor Haile Selassie, the non-aligned nations led by President Tito of former Yugoslavia, and the United Nations Organization led by U Thant. The lie being bandied about by Britain and Nigeria was that if Biafra was allowed to secede from Nigeria, the whole of Africa would be afflicted by the disease of secession. Shamelessly, the so-called civilized world colluded with Nigeria in the massacre of millions of Biafran men, women, and children. The principle of human rights was thrown to the winds. Biafra was strangled by overwhelming military force, diplomatic fraud, and starvation. Even Christian charity organizations and the International Red Cross were dissuaded and frustrated by Britain and Nigeria from delivering urgently needed food materials and medicine, which would have saved lives. Whether we believe it or not, there is a great being who is in control of events on earth. Some refer to him as Karma. We call him God. Nigeria thought that once Biafra was defeated in battle, everything would be all right, and she would live happily ever after. There is no way you can spill the blood of 3.5 million people and expect that there will not be some retribution. We all know what is happening to Nigeria today. What of the greatest ally of Nigeria war against Biafrans, Britain? One quiet afternoon early this year, two match-wielding Nigerian extremists attacked a British soldier and killed him in broad daylight and bragged about it. That event was one of the greatest insults inflicted on a world power such as Britain. Right now, Scotland is in the process of seceding from Britain after about 400 years of marriage voluntarily entered into by England and Scotland. Yet, it was the same Britain that scared the world stiff about the impending balkanization of Africa should Biafra go its way, and led the chorus of the sanctity of the territorial integrity of Nigeria as the Biafran War of Independence raged on. I do not know what will happen to the territorial integrity of Britain when Scotland eventually secedes. The truth is that a territory can never be more important than the people who live in it. That is a basic principle of human rights. But the British government, under the leadership of Harold Wilson, did not believe that the Biafran people were entitled to the same human rights which British people enjoyed. That is why Harold Wilson is one of the least respected world leaders today. As leader of the Organization for African Unity, Emperor Haile Selassie of Ethiopia campaigned against the existence of Biafra because he believed that it was allowed to exist, the province of Eritrea, which was then part of Ethiopia, would secede. But in spite of Haile Selassie, Eritrea is now an independent nation. What about President Tito of Yugoslavia? As leader of the non-aligned nations, President Tito campaigned against Biafra because he feared that his country would break if Biafra were allowed to exist. Where is Yugoslavia today? In the dustbin of history. Out of the ashes of Yugoslavia emerged four or five countries in spite of President Tito. Now, the former Soviet Union supplied Nigeria with all the MiG fighter planes with which it terrorized, killed, and maimed Biafran men, women, and children in their homes, in marketplaces, in schools, in churches, in hospitals, and in refugee camps. Where is the great Soviet Union today? In the dustbin of history. From the ashes of the former Soviet Union emerged 15 independent countries, including Russia. What of Egypt? While it was not clear whether the Egyptian government cooperated with Nigeria during its war against Biafra, it was common knowledge that Egyptian pilots were responsible for the indiscriminate bombing and strafing of civilian targets that accounted for the loss of thousands of lives. They were probably mercenaries who did not want to risk their lives and therefore avoided raiding the war fronts. Since they must discharge their bombs and kill some people, they frequently went for soft targets such as markets, schools, and hospitals. After all, they knew they were engaged in a war of extermination anyway, and the civilized world was behind it. See what is happening in Egypt today. Not so good. By contrast, the five countries that recognized Biafra, namely Tanzania, Zambia, Gabon, Ivory Coast, and Haiti, have enjoyed peace and stability till today. Their heads of state at the time of the Biafran saga, namely Dr. Mwalimu Julius Nyerere, Dr. Kenneth Kaunda, Mr. Omar Bongo, Mr. Ufe Boigny, and Papa Doc, François Duvalier, were some of the most respected statesmen in the world. Tanzania has not disintegrated, even though it is a union between mainland Tanganyika and the island of Zanzibar off the coast of East Africa, a union voluntarily agreed by the two entities without a land border, but with strong cultural and historical ties. Where was the United Nations Organization on the blight that was Biafra? missing in action. The world body never for once had testimony from the Biafran people. It listened only to Nigeria because Britain, as a permanent member of the Security Council, thwarted all effort by Biafra to present her case to the world, and by implication, deceived the United States on the issue of Biafra. It is now time for Nigeria to pay its debt to history. It is the wish of everybody concerned that Nigeria should disappear peacefully, letting the component parts go their ways after 100 years of an unholy marriage that has refused to work. Or Nigeria may choose to die a violent death. This would make no sense, since too many lives have already been lost, and the land is soaked in blood. Since all things made by mortal man must perish, so shall Nigeria, made by Frederick Lugard and his wife, cease to exist. And from its ashes, the Republic rebels. The case of India, Pakistan, and Bangladesh is one worthy of emulation. So also are the cases of former Czechoslovakia, former Yugoslavia, Ethiopia and Eritrea, as well as Sudan and Southern Sudan. Thomas Jefferson, writing the American Declaration of Independence, said, and I quote, "When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, and that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." This idea goes back to Athens of the 5th century BC, when Socrates spoke of a law of God respected by all, barbarian and Greek alike, or in the Antigone of Sophocles from the 5th century BC, when Antigone appealed to the law of God that is the same for all over the world, and justifies any action that might break the laws of men. Cicero defined natural law in his works on moral values as the law of God revealed in the reason of his universe. It is one law, valid in all places and in all times. It will be the same in Athens and in Rome and in every future nation to come. For that law rests with God, and there are consequences for breaking the law of God. I hope the United Nations will be alive to its responsibility this time around, and that the international community will stop playing games with African lives. The loss of 3.5 million Biafran lives can never be in vain. That would run counter to the principles of natural justice, laws of nature and of nature's God. The people of Biafra have waited all these years for reason and common sense to prevail, for justice to be done, so that old and current wounds can start to heal, and the spirits of 3.5 million Biafra men, women, and children can start to rest in peace. It is time for the restoration of the Republic of Biafra. God bless people of goodwill around the world, and God bless Biafra. Thank you.
Mimi can do get so far, Matule. Mimi can do get so far, Matule. Mimi can do get so far, Matule. Mimi can do get so far, Matule.
And with that, we set in motion the official commencement of the morning of Professor Innocent Odenigbo. Professor Innocent Odenigbo, you heard his voice earlier, made a compelling case for Biafra. I don't know whether there is any human being on this planet Earth that can dispute what Professor Innocent Odenigbo put forward. And, of course, the international community are all running away from their consciences. But Biafra remains a thorn in the conscience of humanity until justice is done. We hold Professor Innocent Odenigbo to a very high esteem, and this is a compelling case he made for Biafra. Little did we know that he was about to depart this world. We are going to celebrate his life. We are celebrating his life, not to mourn him, let me put it that way, because he has left or bequeathed behind something legitimate, something to look up to for humanity. This is Radio Biafra, and this is a live broadcast. We are reaching from London. To make contribution to this program, please call +447 448 10941 +447 448 10941 on the alternative call +447 405 96 4146 +447 405 96 4146. This is Radio Biafra, and we are reaching you from London, where we try to take this call. The caller on the phone, your name and where you're calling from, please.
This is Benjamin, calling from Abia State, Aba, Abia State.
Yes, welcome to the program.
Yes, I've been listening to the program, and I want to thank you, Mr. Director. But please, I have a question to ask. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, hello. You say your name is Benjamin. Benjamin who?
Benjamin Ani.
Right, go ahead.
Please, I want to know, when are you people who take up Biafra? Which day? Tell us. How are the armies? Tell us, we want to know.
What are you doing now, you?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. And I'm asking you, what are you doing now? You are asking when we can get you Biafra.
Yes. Are you? Many people have been saying we should do the campaign.
It's not about you people.
I've been doing the campaign, but the questions are coming. How ready are we? So many people are asking questions. Do you want to repeat what happened in the past? How ready are we? Where are the armies? Who will fight Nigerians? How?
Where are you?
I'm in Abia State.
Yes, and what are you doing?
I'm a trader.
Okay, what have you done for the restoration of Biafra?
Hello?
Yes, hello. I'm hearing you.
Are you ready?
I'm hearing you. What have you done for the restoration of Biafra? Are you not in Biafra land?
Yes, I'm in Biafra land.
Right.
And I've been telling people that we want Biafra, but the question is, the people who want Biafra, how can you get it from Nigeria?
No,
Nigeria will not accept to give you Biafra free. How?
So, you, I will answer your question, but one thing first. Are you among the family of Biafrans where you are?
Yes, I'm among the family of Biafra.
So why are you asking, why are you saying you people, are you not a Biafran?
I am a Biafran. It's just that my people, the people who want to be Biafrans, they are free to be Biafrans. Even though they know that they are Biafrans by blood, but they are free. They are free that if they accept to be Biafrans, Nigerians as old, we still do to them what they did to them in the times of old, what they did to our forefathers.
Yes. Can you ask, do you know what Boko Haram is doing?
Hello.
Do you know what Boko Haram is doing?
Boko Haram?
Yes.
No.
You don't know what they are doing? I don't know.
They are killing themselves. They are not killing us.
Oh, they have not killed your people, yes?
They have killed our people that refuse to come back to their farm land.
Okay. So you know the reason why we are fighting for Biafra, yes?
Yes.
You know that freedom is not given. You have to take it.
Yes.
Have you heard about the call for the support for the restoration of Biafra? Have you heard it?
Yes.
Do you think that Biafra will be restored by one man or two men?
No.
Now, the question is, if you're asking of when we are going to get Biafra, you need to first of all ask yourself, what have you done about restoration of Biafra? And then after that, you ask Boko Haram, when are they going to divide the Zuko Niger? Why are they doing what they are doing?
Okay.
Now, you acknowledge that our people, first of all, you said that they are killing themselves. Boko Haram is killing themselves. They are killing themselves. They are not killing our people. But you also acknowledge that they have killed our people who have refused to come.
Yes.
Right. So, is Boko Haram, are they your brothers or your sisters? Do you like what
they
is happening?
They are not my brothers.
Yeah.
And they are not my sisters.
Do you like what is happening in Nigeria today?
Yes.
You like what is happening? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, do you like what is happening in Nigeria today?
No, I don't like what is happening in Nigeria. I never loved what is happening in Nigeria.
And that is why
I believe that God will give us their fans. But we need to do something. But somebody got to start it, Mr. Director. We are happy here the way you people are proceeding. But the question for me is, how ready are we? Because looking at it, so many people, even down here in Aban, don't even know what people like you are doing to make sure that they give us Biafra.
Anybody that tells you that he doesn't know what we are doing about Biafra is not telling himself the truth. In Aba, where you are, if anybody tells you that the person has not heard about Biafra, then the person is not truthful to himself. What is happening to our people is the same wickedness, the same medium was somebody wrote on how a move. Our people are waiting for God to come down from heaven to emancipate them. My brother, there is no easy way to freedom other than what we are doing here. A lot of people have come and they have bastardized the Biafran struggle. We are starting from the scratch. And you cannot tell me that you don't know what we are doing. There is a lot of sabotage from within where we are dealing with it. You are hearing about Radio Biafra now because there was effort made by some people. And the issue of Biafra restoration is not about one man, two man, or something like that. It is a collective responsibility, and that is why we are calling on all Biafrans in the diaspora and at home to join hands to defend our fatherland. Boko Haram is being sponsored by the Northern Hausa Fulani herdsmen. They initially started by killing our people. And when they were not able to see our people anymore, they started killing themselves. Maybe our people who are in northern part of Bizu called Nigeria have converted to Islam, or they have started dressing like the Hausa Fulani so that nobody will identify them. But the point remains that what the People's General, General Odumegwu Ojukwu, called for several decades ago, everybody is now understanding, even those who are not Biafrans. That is what Boko Haram is doing. And what I will tell you is to do your bit to contribute to Biafra Restoration Project. We are doing something, but I cannot come on air to announce it. If you are a Biafran, you need to ask yourself what you have done. Hausa Fulani has no business here. And those who have affiliation with Hausa Fulani should go to where they belong to, not on this platform and not on the issue of Biafra. By their words, you will know them. This is Radio Biafra, and we are reaching you from London. I'm not sure whether you are still on the line. I tell you, he has run away. Let's take another call. Call on Skype, your name and where you're calling from, please. Are you hearing me? The call on Skype? No, I don't know what is wrong with the Skype line. We are, of course, on this particular platform to preach the good news of Biafra, and we do not have anybody in mind. All we do is to do as much as we can to preach, to advance the cause for the restoration of Biafra, and one of us, Professor Innocent Odenigbo, has just left us unannounced to the world beyond, and we are remembering him and indeed the family of all other Biafrans. It is very important as well that we remind ourselves that what is happening in the zoo called Nigeria today is not man-made, and that anybody who is in the way will be removed. And that is why Biafrans must think very wisely this time around. This election is a fallen one, is illegal one. It is orchestrated by those who are fighting for their own selfish interests and the victims of the calamity that will come as a result of that election is potentially, or are potentially, Biafrans. And that is why we must protect ourselves. Whether they do the election or not, the time for mending Nigeria has passed. That opportunity was lost years ago when the Abori Accord was convened, or the Abori Conference. And in the aftermath of the reneging from that agreement, millions of people were killed, millions of Biafrans were killed. Today, the souls of all those Biafrans are crying for vengeance. And Nigeria and Nigerians will never know peace until Nigeria collapses and dismembers. And from its ashes will emerge Biafrans, who are the original owners of their land, in addition to all others. This is Radio Biafra. We continue on this program and in remembrance of Professor Innocent Odenigbo, who will be committed to the Mother Earth this weekend. We enjoin you to pay tribute and show respect. In the morning, The caller on the phone, your name and where you're calling from, please.
Good evening, sir. Good evening, sir. God bless you, my deputy director, Uncle Uche. This is Ndirin Dweze, calling from the United States of America, here in New York City. I just want to extend my gratitude to all Biafrans around the world at this solemn time, you know, this deep time of, you know, solemn reflection on very prominent, you know, late Professor Innocent Odenigbo. I want to thank all Biafrans around the world, and I also want to also extend my, you know, appreciation to the Radio Biafran family. At this moment, we are preparing to go to New Jersey, to the home of our eminent professor for the waykeeping. We also want to, you know, we'll be traveling. It's just like the distance from those of us in Nigeria. It's just like the distance from Lagos to, from Lagos after Ibadan.
That's quite a distance.
Sir?
That's quite a distance.
Yes, but the distance from New Jersey is the neighboring state to New York. So it's a neighboring state. So it's like a 2.5 hour drive. So we are preparing. We also just want, we can't do without Radio Biafra. We also want, you know, to carry along our Biafra family, you know, what we are doing, to also, you know, show our appreciation to, you know, every, all Biafrans around the world. And my coordinators, David Ace Kwesili, will be heading from where he went to the airport, you know, to pick some, you know, people coming in from outside New York, from other states around the United States. For those of us around New York, New Jersey, trying to connect with us, please, you can call this number. I don't know, my deputy director, if I should go on with the number, sir.
Yes, go ahead, my brother. Go ahead, please.
Yes, the number of David Ezekwesili is 1-832-245-5640. I repeat, number of David Ezekwesili for our brothers and sisters who want to join us right from office, who want to connect with us. David Ezekwesili will be waiting. We'll be moving from the airport to pick up everybody at every time. Thank God today's weather is okay here in New York. His number is 1-832-245-5640. And the number of our second coordinator here in New York is Ugo Chukwu. No, the number of Ugo is 1-347-942-2033. I repeat, Ugo Chukwu, 1-347-942-2033. Thank you so much, Uncle Uche. Thank you for those things. The cassette used to play over and over, not today, but in previous broadcasts, the repeat of the broadcast. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed the broadcast of the repeat broadcast of the director himself, because the network, as we all know, they are trying to stop the work of God, but they cannot. We were able to get, you know, the full messages and everything, you know, sharpening us up for what is ahead. I want to say thank you all. We are in a sober mood now. We are heading straight to New Jersey, you know, about like 2 hours. We planned it ahead. You know, those of us who are not going to be, some of us, you know, call the day off, call the office. We're going to be off today. Some of us also, you know, just, you know, decided to stay back just to honor today. Thank you so much, Obia Francis. If you're not there, you're going to be there with us in spirit. But we are heading there to be there in physical, to pay homage to this great man. Life and death is inevitable. So thank you all. God bless all Biafra. Thank you, my able deputy director. Thank you, sir.
Thank
for
you.
This opportunity. God
thank
bless you.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you. And just like you said, we are with you in spirit. And we trust you,
sir,
will make the indigenous people of Biafra all around the world proud. Because Professor Innocent Odenigbo is one of us. He is our father. And he has remained Biafra even unto death. Thank you very much, my brother. Yes. And God bless you.
And you too, my brother.
Thank you. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and that was our brother from the United States of America, and they are about setting out to, of course, go to the residence of Professor Innocent Odenigbo, who will be committed to the Mother Earth this weekend. As always, and as we have said, we urge you to show respect. This is Radio Biafra, and we are reaching you from London, and this is a live broadcast for this day, the 6th of February 2015. This remains your platform. Phone your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, Brother, good evening.
Good evening, welcome to the program.
Yes, my name is Ezeoku. I'm calling from Nottingham. I'm an indigenous of Ibadan, of South Kingdom State.
Thank you very much. Thank you, welcome to the program.
Yeah, I want to thank you for anchoring the program this evening. I want to also use this opportunity on behalf of our members here in Nottingham. Thank you and director for the job you have been doing for us. It's well appreciated, and we want you to continue in that regard.
Thank you.
I would like to use this opportunity to announce our meeting this Sunday, the 8th of February. I'm calling all our indigenous people of Biafra here in Nottingham to come up for our meeting. It's a very, very important meeting. We'll be holding the meeting at number 144 Alfreton Road, Nottingham. And the time for the meeting is 4 p.m. Endeavor to turn up, and when you come in, make sure you have, you come with your mental dues. And those are for us who have not actually contributed via the defense fund. We will have a serious talk about that, and to make sure that people take their responsibility seriously. Once more, our meeting is at 4 p.m. and I urge every one of us, please turn up and come and make contribution. Support your fatherland. Our land is on fire, and we cannot just sit back in this country and relax and see if everything is okay. People are for us to sit here and enjoy all this electricity. We need to come out and support our people and make sure that we get ourselves out of this mess that Nigeria is in. There's something I want to, a little contribution I want to make in regards to this evening's broadcast. You know, I've been listening to your broadcast and all the things that Director have been saying. But sometimes I just sit back and think that, are we directing our fight to the right people? Because I don't think that Nigeria is our problem. Our problem are those corrupt Biafran politicians. And sometimes it will be better to do a homework, you know, to channel our energy towards these people, because they are the people that actually deceiving our people. They are actually the ones that are creating all these problems that we have, because if we as people come out together and say, look, enough is enough, I don't think Nigeria will do anything about it. They will have no choice than to accept what we said. It is those corrupt politicians that go and continue to worship their godfathers in the Northern Caliphate that are creating problems for us. And whatever message you're trying to pass to our people, they will keep on counteracting what you are doing.
And because nothing has happened.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm saying because nothing has happened to them.
That is not really what I'm trying to say, you know? If we can find a way to, confront them, you know, I don't know the right words, the word to use, but I believe that these are the main people that are actually causing our problems, to be honest with you. And the earlier we deal with these people, to let them know that, look, you cannot just go and treat your own people anyhow and just think that you can get away with it. And if we can be able to deal with these people, you know, and when we talk, or when evil people come out, or the other people come out and say to Nigeria, this is what we want, they won't dispute us, because they know that we have dealt with the problem that we have at home. But in as much as we allow these criminals to roam about and do all their fraudulent and activities, you know, we will continue to be in peril. All our efforts will just be for nothing, because these people are not actually helping us. From the time democracy started in that zoological republic of Nigeria, there's nothing that evil leaders have done for us. Absolute nothing. And yes, we leave them and we go and looking at Nigeria. They are our problems. These people are our problems. And they are a minority. If we can come out and confront them, hold on, they can survive. They will leave our land and run wherever they want to go. They will go there. They will know how many of us to face Nigeria as a nation. And Nigeria will take us seriously. But in as much as we allow these idiots to roam about, I think our future is really, really in doubt. I have to be honest with you. This is my contribution this evening. Let me give others the opportunity to also contribute. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, my brother. And that is well spot on. The people holding the zoo called Nigeria, of course, prolonging the life of the zoo called Nigeria, are our own people. Because they have gone to different parts of the zoo called Nigeria and said they are from that place. And again, the sabotage being carried out by our people against those who are, of course, dedicating themselves towards the restoration of Biafra is very, very serious one. And we must do something about it. Not as if we are not planning to do something, but we must do it in a way that it will achieve result. That is why we are calling every indigenous citizen of Biafra to, of course, commit himself or herself towards the total restoration of Biafra and to apply themselves towards the Biafra Restoration Project. There is no other way of doing it. We cannot just come on air and say everything. We are doing something, and at the appropriate time, people will understand what we are saying. This is Radio Biafra, and the caller on Skype, your name and where you're calling from, please.
My name is Okechukwu from Morocco.
Yes, okay, Tukuhu, please.
Okay, Tukuhu Agu from Anambra State.
From Anambra and Imo State, which one?
No, I'm sorry. Okay, Tukuhu from Imo State. Mbano, Ehime Mbano, Imo State.
Right, thank you. Go ahead and make your point, please.
Okay, Tukuhu from Imo State. Mbano, Ehime. Okay. Good evening, Richard. I'm very grateful to you guys and what people are doing to restore this Biafra as a great nation.
Yes, go ahead. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I have been listening to these comments, and I was very grateful because, you know, a lot of people from different parts of the world, they are thinking that Biafra cannot exist again. But today, I know that God has given us great people that can bring us through, that can make us to see and live and witness this great nation of Biafra.
Go ahead. I'm listening to you. The world is listening.
Yeah. I'm very, very happy today because Biafrans, we are like Israelites in Africa. And I believe that God, Chukwuka Obioma, will grant us our desires to get to live and see this Biafra. You know, our forefathers, if not that they did not fight to get this great nation, but they fight. But you know, because we have a lot of people that discourage them. You understand me? Our brothers, when they give them money, they can do anything to make sure that, you know, just like people that. People that are not true born of Biafrans, because I know that anybody that is a true Biafran will never in his life take money to betray his brother or to betray this great nation. You understand me? So
yes,
I have a lot of things to say, but the only thing I have this night to share with you guys is I thank God so much to defrost people like you and Director. You understand me? It is not easy. Even your family to let people broadcast this on air, to bring together, to unite people of Biafra in different parts of the world. My brother, God is going to reward the people in great hundredfold in Jesus' name.
Amen. And you too. Thank you very much.
Yeah, please, thank you very
all
much.
Of us. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
This is Radio Biafra, and we are reaching you from London. At this particular point in time, this is a live broadcast, not recorded one, as some people will send me messages. This is a live broadcast on this day, the 6th of February 2015, and we are here reaching you from London. The caller on Skype, your name and where you're calling from, please.
It's Michael Okafor calling from Madrid, Spain, the secretary of the indigenous people of Biafra here in Madrid.
Thank you very much. Go ahead and make your point, please.
I thank God for everything because all this while I never called just because of some certain circumstances. But I thank God that everything is now solved because I received a message that my coordinator sent me a message to say that we have cleared all our debts we have been owing, because all this while our name has been mentioned in calling Madrid that we own debts, all this kind of thing. So I'm so grateful. I thank my coordinator for making everything possible today.
Right.
So I'm also praying for you guys that God should continue strengthening you guys and keep the fire burning. Thank you, and God bless all indigenous people of Biafra all around the world. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, my brother, and keep on keeping on. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and we are reaching you direct from London on this day, the 6th of February 2015. The caller on Skype, your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yeah. Please, Uche, it's okay to go. I forget, there's something I forget to tell you. You know,
okay.
I'm very, very worried of this Biafra, because we are waited so long to see this Biafra come through. But there's a suggestion that I want to make. You understand me? I was suggesting the possibility of director and most and some of his companies to go to Biafra land and invite all the chiefs or and Igwes that is ruling the whole Biafra states. Forget about the governors, the whole chiefs and Igwes. Let him have a meeting with them, if possibly a kind of workshop with them, like 2 or 3 days or even 1 week. Let him lecture them, because you know our people outside the country, they have been trying. Yeah, we have been trying, but those people in the villages, they're supposed to be lectured, you understand me, so that our mind would be one, you understand me. So if possibly he will have an opportunity, I believe that he is still in Biafra land as of now. So if it is possible for him to meet with all these chiefs and Igwes in Biafra land, no matter, not minding the area or the place they are, as far as the people is Biafra, let him bring the chiefs and Igwes together, so that he will have a kind of workshop with them. Then they will help him to go inside the villages to spread the gospel of this Biafra, so that we can achieve the same aim, you know, because we outside, we are coordinating, we are trying to bring our brothers and our sisters outside the country together. But what of those our people in the villages? Are they with us? So that is another thing I want to contribute.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. There are a lot of work on the ground, and of course, not everything is announced on air. And what you have said is taken on board. There are efforts along that line, but the work is still in progress. Thank you very much, my brother.
Okay, thank you so much, Richard.
Thank you, and God bless.
Amen, amen.
Yes, our brother is making an important point, but of course, there are a lot to be done. We are doing something on the ground in so many directions, and we can only do one after the other. We are laying a basic foundation, and without a foundation, everything will collapse. This is Radio Biafra, and we are reaching you from London. The caller on the phone, your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello, is that Uche Mofo?
Yes, speaking.
Thank God, finally I've got you online. I've been looking for this number, different, online, wherever, searching.
Right.
Finally, yeah. Uche, it's just a little bit contribution, add with what that my brother have just said.
Yeah, first of all, your name for the benefit of our listeners.
Sorry, my name is Ernest Joseph Obi from Cambridge, London, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Originally from Onimo, Kigwe local government.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Uche, last time I talked with the director while he was there in Nigeria, he said he's going to give me, or he will give one of the guys here in charge to call me for so that we can see if we can have any family union here in Cambridge. But till now, I didn't hear anything. Nobody called me. At least so that we can start something up, because there is one day like that, I was hearing one of my sister in Germany calling, giving names of people that have contributed. At least if one can have something that will make him confidence of speaking on the phone, at least that he would know that, yes, this is what I contribute and I'm fighting for freedom. Yeah, at least the confidence and happiness will be there complete, you know. And secondly, based on what my brother just said, I don't know if there is any way we can put, or at least my blood is really hot here. The more I'm hearing about this on the radio, the more I'm getting frustrated on how soon it's going to be. And the more I'm waiting to know when it's going to be, the more I feel like, I don't know, is whether it's going to take time or anything. And I'm getting more and more frustrated, honestly. I think I started listening to radio, this radio, Biafra, last 2 years. And now I will say it's more hotter than last 2 years. And the more hotter it is in my ear, the more I want to do something. And I don't know how close, you know, when someone is being left in the dark, I understand it's not everything, like you said, will be said on the radio. But how I wish I know when, or we will know. I don't know how I can get involved or be part of this. That's why I called the director while he was in Nigeria. He said he will call. At least we can start something here in Cambridge, because there is nothing. If there is contribution, anything that we can do to, like, at least say that, yeah, we contribute something, that will help me. That will make me a bit happy as well. Since I'm not there in Nigeria, at least I can contribute 1p or 1-2p, at least will help those that will help fight for my country. You know what I mean?
Right, my brother. The thing is, there are different units in different cities in the United Kingdom. Of course, IPOB families. You really don't need very special arrangement to start a family. Do you have Biafrans in Cambridge where you are?
Yeah, there are Igbos here.
Now, you need to start talking to them and, of course, arranging for a meeting. But, of course, you will have to align with the wider UK family. We have a national coordinator. We have different coordinators in Leeds, in Manchester, and even in London, different places. Who can assist?
Yeah, I had some in Cambridge, some in Manchester, some in Bristol, something like that.
Yes.
But I was listening whether if I can hear any from Cambridge, but none.
Yeah, you have to. You start coordinating Cambridge, but of course, you need to be in touch with the national coordinator for more briefing. You don't need any
special... How can I get the number? Even this one, it's only when he was in Nigeria I managed to call him. This one I have to touch online every day.
Right.
Comfortable? Like the number is changing.
Are you comfortable to... You don't need to wait for director, because we have UK national director, the secretary and PRO. Are you comfortable to give your name on air, or you inbox me?
I can inbox you then.
Right, okay. Give me your number. Send it to my Facebook account.
Yeah.
Send it, and then I will give it to the national coordinator, and then they will raise with you.
That's fine. That would be great, man. Thanks a lot, my man.
All right. Thank you. Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot.
The caller on the phone. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yes. Right. My name is, hello?
Yes, hello.
Deputy Director, good evening.
Good evening, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. My name is Uche Oma, you know, Ibu. I'm calling from London.
Right, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Our PRO have already announced our meeting coming up tomorrow. And I'm here to remind our people again for the meeting that is coming up tomorrow, Saturday, 7th February 2015.
Right.
And the time is 5:30 p.m. And the venue will be Dunning Hall, Elham Grove Road, Forest Gate, E79AB. And the direction is, if you are coming from Stratford, you take bus 86 or 25 and stop at Woodbridge Road bus stop. Then walk towards Forest Gate Station. And Dunning Hill is at the back of Cooperative Supermarket. Also, with bus 330-308-58, stop at Forest Gate Station. Or if you coming through the overground train, stop at Wanstead Park Station. Then walk towards Forest Gate Station. And if you need any help, contact Festus and Okwe on 07404-163-215 or Callistus Anaru on 07444-817-8394 or myself, which are my Rebu, on 07405-58-0177 or Kelechi on 07440415062. And for more information, you can join us on www.radiobiafra.com or www.ipob.org. And may Chukwu Abiona bless us all as we attend. And I want to use this opportunity to invite all of our Biafran people in London here to attend this meeting, especially those people that live in the North branch of, IPOB meeting, especially the old ones that haven't been coming. This is the time, please, to attend this meeting. It's very important. And Chukwu Abiona bless each and every one of us. In Jesus' name.
Amen. And amen. Thank you very much, my sister. Keep on keeping on.
You too. God bless you.
Bless you too. Thank you. Thank you very much. A brother that called from Cambridge, if you call this number, you will get the assistance you need, and that is the number of National Coordinator, Emeka Onyebuchi. Call 077-330-26381 077-330-26381. That is for our brother that called from Cambridge. Call that number and you will be able to be directed as to what to do. Once again, do not forget to send me your own number so that I will send it to the National Coordinator and all others that may help you to set up a family in Cambridge. This is Radio Biafra, and this is your platform. The caller on Skype, your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello, Deputy Director. Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome to the program, and thank you for holding.
Yeah, this is... My name is Joseph Ogochukwu, calling from Dakar, Senegal. I heard from Ugulangu, the local government of Ebonyi State. There is something that...
Thank you.
There is something that one of my brother called and talked about. It's about our people over there in Biafran land. Because I called my people over there and tell them about what I wanted to do, that I volunteered myself to fight for my land. And they told me that they don't think it will be possible, because them over there, they don't know anything about Biafra. They haven't heard anything about Biafra. So why is it that I have volunteered? Why they haven't seen anything happening? So I told them, I give them all the website to log on. Even the FM radio, they said they are not getting it from Imo State. Yeah. So I want to still add one more thing. If there will be something like, if there will be something like campaign, maybe before our match on March this year, maybe we can campaign, share all these stations to people so that they will be aware of what we are doing.
That is good, but so, my brother, yeah, it's good, but to suggest that those in Imo State are not getting Radio Biafra is strange, because as you can see, as you may have heard, there are a lot of people confirming that they were getting Radio Biafra on FM in Imo State. And then you said you gave them the website and they said they don't know anything. I mean, it's either that somebody is not committed or that is not interested. And then that is not to discount with what you're saying. Yes, there are a number of things being done, including dissemination of information, leafleting of information regarding Radio Biafra and the IPOB in Biafra land and elsewhere. But it is also good that you reminded us to intensify effort in that direction. But that does not mean that something is not being done in that regard. For people to say they are not listening to Radio Biafra on CHK 97.6 in Imo State is strange to me, because from time to time people confirm that they were listening to Radio Biafra on that, on FM. Yes, we are also on satellite. My brother, if you listen to, I was surprised the other day. I just tried to get, you see, Cool FM, Abba. There are people, there is one sports program they were doing that day. That was last week. I think they do it every once in a week. People were killing themselves over Man United, their match they are going to play. People watch all these things on satellite. They pay for it, whether DSTV or MyStrong or whatever it is called. Satellite platforms, especially MS5, Dasat, and all other satellite platforms, Radio Biafra is there. So anybody who can watch football because he is on satellite can also watch Radio, I mean, can also listen to Radio Biafra. So all these excuses are not tenable, but we also acknowledge that we need to sustain the effort we are making. So your people, you need to advise them accordingly, because people are confirming that they are getting Radio Biafra on radio, on satellite, from Imo State and indeed all over Biafra land.
Yes, it's true, because I had someone that called from Obinze, Omok, and the last time, even the one from Iyagwa, Nekede, but I was surprised to ask them to search it very well, because they also live in Nekede. So they're supposed to be getting the Radio Biafra, but it's unfortunate they said they couldn't get it. So that is the only thing I want to say for now. Maybe let me see what I can hear from them. From maybe, I don't know if I might ask you if it's up to Nekede also.
Well, it should be, but I cannot recall. But greater part of Imo State are getting Radio Biafra on FM.
Okay, maybe. I thank you very much, and I also thank you, director for doing this good job for us. But it's a while now I haven't heard from Belechuka Nebuogo. I also love to hear her voice, because she sounds like a mother to me. But
Belechuka Nebuogo is on her own. She is a Nigerian police informant. It appears you are just. When did you listen to Radio Biafra last?
No, I've been listening to Radio Biafra for almost 1 year to 2 years now.
Yes. And you're asking about Eberechukwu and Ibog on this platform.
Yes, because sometimes I do hear from her with Nnamdi Kanu together.
When did you hear about her last?
About last year, November.
Right. October. And what do you know that was happening?
Well, I don't quite know really, but the way she sang to me in Radio Biafra, I love it so much. That's why I asked of her.
Yes, go and ask about her. On her, you know her address, you know what, where to get her. Go and ask her.
Okay, thank you very much.
They are the people telling you that they are not listening to Radio Biafra. What? You are obviously not listening to Radio Biafra, I'm telling you.
It's not that. Okay, thank you very much.
And you may have come from another camp. You are laughing and you are running away.
No, I'm not running away. I'm here with you.
Yes, why should you ask me about Eberechukwu and Ibog on this platform? That's what I'm asking you.
Because I do hear her voice on this platform. That's why I also ask, because I haven't heard from her all this while.
My brother, it is either that you are ignorant of so many things or that you are not telling the truth. Simple as that. Thank you very much. And God bless. This is Radio Biafra live broadcast. And we are reaching from London. We don't want people to be wasting our time here. It's as simple as that. We are reaching you from London at this particular point in time. And somebody has come up to tell us that they are not getting Radio Biafra on FM. And this is ridiculous. And somebody summon up courage to come here to tell us that Radio Biafra is not got on FM. And of course, at last, you know where this person is coming from. And they are all under our feet. First, Eberechukwu and Ibog is like a mother to you. So go to her so that she will adopt you and nurse you like a baby. Hausa, Fulanese, and those who think like them do not have any stake on this platform. I thought you guys have set up another radio station. Why are you not broadcasting? Why are people not listening to you? Losers have no place here. You cannot give what you don't have. It's as simple as that. And for us here, it is ever relentlessness, it is ever commitment to the unadulterated restoration of the sovereignty of Biafra. Whether anybody likes it or not, go and pray to God to give you what it takes to propel Biafra forward. And do not come here to give impression that Radio Biafra is not got by people in Biafra land. Because the whole world is bearing witnesses to those who are calling us from Biafra land in Imo State, in Abia State, in Port Harcourt, and some part of Anambra State, and even Delta, acknowledging and confirming the fact that they were on CHK 97.6 FM, and the world heard them, and Biafrans heard them. And so, those who wait and trust in the Lord will ever renew their strength. That is the only thing I can tell you guys at the moment. You have tried all the tricks on this planet Earth. Now you are gradually coming back on the platform of Radio Biafra. First, you sound like a normal human being, and later your intention and your emotion betray you, because there is no connection between darkness and light. If you come here and pretend, eventually you will be exposed. And you will, of course, disgrace yourself. This is your platform. Very soon we'll be ending this program because we are overrunning. Chukunese, And this is where we will be coming to the end of this program this evening. We thank you for listening, and this is strictly in memory of Professor Innocent Odenigbo, who will be committed to the Mother Earth this weekend. We urge you, dear friends, to continue to lift Professor Innocent Odenigbo's family and of course, all the other families of Biafrans who have departed this world to God in prayers, that their souls will rest in peace. Once again, we thank you for listening. And this is your sincerely Uchemefo Four, signing off from London. Good night and God bless.
Rest be a kutrendin ke ya. ndị nke ya nabataghị ya. Ndị Juu hụrụ onye ori ma onye nzọpụta ha ikpe. Taa ndị Juu echegharịala. Mgbe Maazị mbọ n'oji ike gburu onye ọcha dị n'ime ya, wee yiri omenala ndị isi ojii. Naịjirịa ahụghị mmadụ n'ime nwoke a. Ha aghọtaghị ihe ọ na-ekwu, ma taa Naịjirịa echetụla oji ike. Mgbe Lumumba chọrọ njikọ Kongo, ndị Kongo kpọrọ ya onye ara. Soro Shombe na ndị ọcha bufuo nwafọ ha. Taa Kongo echetụla Lumumba. Mgbe Nkrumah gbapụtara Ghana, chọọ ka Afrịka niile nwere onwe ha. Mgbe o kwuru na onye ọcha ya ga-atụkwasị obi bụ naanị nke nwụrụ anwụ, Ghana aghọtaghị. Ghana wee chụpụ nna ha n'ụlọ. Nna ha nọrọ na mba nwụọ. Taa Ghana echetụla nna ha. Kedu ndị m ga-ekwu? Kedu ndị m ga-ahapụ? Otu ọ dị ndị Juu, Naịjirịa, Kongo na Ghana ka ọ dị mba Afrịka niile. Afrịka, o chetara onye sirile ha nri mgbe ha richaa? Ndo. Ikuku na-atụ oyi. Ụgbọala na-anaghị akụ mgbarịmgba. Onye ori. Oke na-enweghị onye na-agaghị eketa ya. Ọnwụ. O metụrụ onye ọbụla n'ụra. O mere ụzụ tọọ n'obodo. O mere dịka ọgụ, obe akwa ka nwata. O jide dike n'ala, ọ dịka ebe ji nwaanyị. Onye isi na-anaghị ahụ ụzọ. Onye na-enweghị nsọpụrụ ebe onye ọbụla nọ. Ọnwụ. Oke agbọ na-anaghị atọpụ atọpụ. Ọdọwa osimiri n'anya ụmụ mmadụ. Egwu onye ọchịchị. Nkasi obi onye ụwa ahụhụ maka ịga akwụsị ahụhụ. O nwee ihe ubi mgbe ọ masịrị ya. O nwee ebe o si chọọ. Ọ bụ na ntakịrị, ọ bụ na nnukwu. Ọ napụrụ ụmụaka ndị mụrụ ha n'ike. Ọ napụrụ nwaanyị isi mkpe otu mkpụrụ anya ya. O gbuo onye agha. Ọ kwapụrụ osisi ji ụlọ. Ọ kwapụrụ aja ụlọ. Onye arụmaala. Egwu onye ọbụla. A kpọrọ nga asị. Ị chere na ị na-emegbu ụmụ mmadụ. Ị maghị na ị na-eduga ha ebe na-enweghị ọnwụ dị ya. Ebe bụ naanị ezumike. Ọnwụ. Ịbụ ejula nke chere na ya na-asụnye ọkụ, sụgbuo onwe ya. Agadi nwaanyị kawa nka, ọ dịka eji ego lọọ ya. Aṅụgbuo ngwọ, akpọ ya okpokoro. Ụkwụ ji agụ mgbada bịa ya ụgwọ. Agụụ emebiela ọchị. N'agbọghọ ọ na-eto dịka ọkọrọ. Na-egbu amụma dịka akpụkpọ igwe. Dị nwụrụ dịka unu na-echere achị. Nka bịa ya emebie mma. Nwaanyị na-ahụ ugbu a, ọ dịka ọnwụ na-egbu mmadụ. Chịpụta mkpịsị akụkụ dịka nkarịnka nkata. Sokpuo anya ka onye ọnwụ chụrụ ọsọ nwere oge o mere ka ọra hapụ ịgọ ụmụ okorobịa n'anya. Nna agadi nwaanyị, ụmụ mere gị otu a. Atụwa ilu ọkpụkpụ, ọ dịka na-atụrụ ya agadi. Nwere ya nne nwaanyị. Izuru ezu na nwaanyị. Jisie ike na nka gị. Nwere ya nne, mmụọ ime obodo. Ebe na-enwe onye na-ahụ mmadụ gị n'ihu. Ana m ahụ mmadụ gị n'ihu n'ụbọchị taa. Nna, ka ị chọrọ ka m dị? Anaghị m esegbu onwe m. Adịghị m ike ma ị dị ike. Gịnị ka m ga-eme karịa ịdị ka ị siri chọọ? Ụwa nke a kpọrọ m asị. Ọlụ m lụrụ, ụgwọ ya ka ndị ọzọ riri. Ụwa dupụtara m n'ụzọ sọnye ọkụ. Ndị mbụ ụzọ gbawa ọsọ na-asị m bịa siwe ike. Abụ m onye echiche, ya na abalị bụ nwanne. Ụsụ anwụ ka m bụ ugbu a. Ma agaghị m egbu onwe m maka ụwa ọjọọ m. N'ihi ọ bụ ka ị siri chọọ nna. Ndị ụwa ọma, keleenụ Chineke unu. N'ime ụwa ọjọọ m, m ga-ekelekwa ya. Ndị chi ha tiere akị, ahapụkwala ikele chi ha. Gịnị ka a na-akwara akwa? Nwanne m, ihe ukwu mere ụbọchị ahịa ukwu. Chi ewerela ehihie jie. Anya m ahụ na ntị m. Oke ọkpa eyiela akwa. Nwoke adịla ime. Ahụla m ewu ehihie. Mmiri erughị eru ezuola. Ọkụkọ onye ụwa anaghị alọta. Osisi ukwu daruo ala. Nwaanyị etee ya elu. Ihe ju akpa amachie ya ọnụ. Ọ bụ onye nwụrụ? Ị maghị dịka ome nke ukwu. Egwu atụ. Dike na-anaghị amụ mma n'iru. Ahụ dị mkpa ahụ ogologo ime ya. Enyi ọha dum. Dike na-anaghị ekwu ibe ya n'azụ. Ome mgbe ihe siri ike. Ihe tagburu nkịta siri ike. Osisi ji ụlọ adaala. Onye ma echi nna m dị nwa ole bara nwa ole. Tụfie akwa. Ihe ọma anaghị ekwe jide ya n'aka. Ọ bụkwa eburu ozu onye ọzọ. Ọ dịka ebu osisi kpọrọ nkụ. gịnị ka nwoke na-emerụ nna anyị ha nọ n'ebe ala mmụọ na-eme? Ha ji kwe ka ọnwụ were gị na nwata. Ọ bụ n'ọra ka ha dị ka ha na-achọ oke ebe ụlọ ha na-ere ọkụ? Nnamdị, chi gị ma ihe mere gị. Anya mmiri jula ndị enyi gị anya. Onye ma echi je jụọ chi gị ajụjụ. Ọ bụrụ na ebe ahụ ka mma, meziere anyị ụzọ, anyị na-abịa. Ọ bụrụ na ọ dịghị mma, gwa nna anyị ha na ihere ha na-eme anyị na isi ha bụ ihe a ga-egbupụta kpụ ọkụ maka agwa na ya tụ nwata n'iru nne ya. Onye ube ruru ya racha. Ndị ọ dị ka ọ dị m, ndị anwụ ụtụtụ ha jụrụ ịwa, nweenụ ndidi na-ele anya n'elu. N'oge na-adịghị anya, Chineke ụmụ ogbenye ga-ehicha ụnụ anya mmiri. Mgbe m ga-abịa ọzọ n'ụwa a, m ga-abụ udele. Mmadụ m bụ na-ewe m iwe. Mgbe m ga-abịa ọzọ, agaghị m abụ ọkụkọ, ọmụ nwa eri akụ nwa. Agaghị m abụ nkịta, ọgbụpụta orikwa ọzọ. Agaghị m abụ anụ ụlọ nke onye nwe ya hụrụ n'anya. Ụbọchị oriri daa, o bufuo ya rie. Ịhụnanya nke ụwa enweghị isi. Mgbe m ga-abịa ọzọ, m ga-abụ udele, onye nwe ahịa. M ga-enwere onwe m karịa mmadụ. M ga-ebere n'elu ụlọ onye ukwu na onye nta. Nri na anụ ụlọ ka m ga-eburu n'atụghị egwu. M ga-eje ebe niile dịka eze, ma onwe onye ga-egbu m. Mgbe m ga-abịa ọzọ, m ga-abụ udele. M gaghị enwe enyi, m gaghị enwe onye iro. Nne nwaanyị, mma obodo, ọ gbala n'onwe ya. Ugo mma, ọ bụ gịnị? Lee ka iru siri zaa gị. Lee ka osimiri na-agbapụta gị n'anya. Lee ka isi taa arọ ka eriri ọkazị. Ebee ka mma gị jem? O nwere onye kọrọ gị ọnụ na ịnweghị nwa? Ọ bụ ya ka ị na-akpọ nkụ otu a? Ana m ahụ oge ị na-eku ụmụaka ndị ọzọ, na-azụtara ha ihe ahịa, na-emere ha karịa nne mụrụ ha, na-eche na o nwere ụbọchị ị ga-enye nwa ara, ma ụgbọ gara na emere nwa ori akwụkwọ. Mesi iru, nne nwaanyị, ọ bụghị gị mere onwe gị. Chi na-enye nwa. O nweghị agụ na-eri nwa dị gị n'afọ. O nweghị nke ị mụtara tagbuo. Hichi iru, ọla mma. Lewe Chineke anya n'iru. Elizabeth mechara mụta John. Echegbula onwe gị maka onye na-amụghị nwa na eli ozu nwa. Hapụwa, kwụsị akwa. Ọnụ akọrọ onye ọwa, ọ bụ chi ya ka akọrọ ya. Onye eze ya pụtara ihe abụrụla onye chikarịrị ibe ya. Hapụwa nne. N'ikpeazụ, Chukwu ga-ekpe, asị ndị mmadụ na-atụgide gị. Ajụla m ụbọchị ọmụmụ m. Ahụhụ dịrịla ụbọchị amụrụ. Ajụkwala m ụbọchị ọmụmụ m, maka ọmụmụ amụrụ m ejughị m afọ. Ị na-ajụ m ụbọchị ọmụmụ m? Ọ bụ ọchị ka ị na-achị m? Ị na-ajụ m ụbọchị ọmụmụ m ka m bewe akwa ka ọ bụ ka m chịwa ọchị? Unu ga-ahụkwa iru nwaanyị mụrụ nwa tupu isi ya kwupụta ihe ọmụrụ? Hapụwa, anaghị m aka gị ụta. Ebe ị bụ onye amụrụ, kwụwa ngaji ọcha n'ọnụ. Ihe mma bụ na amụrụ m n'udu mmiri. Oge nri na-adịghị. Oge a kụwa ọma mbido. Ajụkwala m ụbọchị ọmụmụ m ọzọ, maka onwe onye ọchịchị m bụ, ma ọfọ nke a na-asị na nna m bụ onye eze. Hapụ m aka. Ụbọchị m nwere ego, ụbọchị m bụrụla onye ọchịchị, m ga-echeta ụbọchị ọmụmụ. Ugbu a m dị na mbara agha, ama ihe chere m n'iru. Ọ bụ ọnwụ m. Akpọghị ndị m na-alụsị agha asị. Omume ha ka m kpọrọ asị. Ndị m na-alụrụ agha ahụghị m n'anya. Ọnwụ m agaghị ewute ha, ma ọ gaghị ebutere ha aṅụrị. O nweghị iwu ji m ịlụ agha a. O nweghị onye dunyere m lụwa ya, karịa ịhụnanya m nwere ebe ndị nke m nọ. Ndị enyi m chọrọ ka m pụta na mbara agha, ka m hapụ ịnwụ n'agha, ma ha chefuru na agwa na ya tụ nwata n'iru nne ya. Ọ bụ eziokwu na nne m, ụmụnne m, ndị enyi m, nwa agbọghọ bụ sọ mma m chọrọ ịlụ, na-echegbu onwe ha banyere m. Ma agaghị m ahapụ mbara agha ka ndị iro kpọrọ ha n'iru m. Ahapụla m ụlọ biri n'ọhịa. Dinta m bụ ugbu a bụ ịgbagbu mmadụ ibe m. Abụrụla m n'ọhịa iji wetara ndị nke m udo. Agha ka m dị n'etiti ya ugbu a. Gee ntị ihe na-ada n'ọhịa m dị n'ime ya. Kwapụ kwapụ bụ ekele ụtụtụ anyị ma. Ọnụ dum egwu nke egbe. Ọ dakata, nchefue ndụ, na-akpọ egbe m ka ọ bụ akwara. ịgba egbe kwụsị mwele isi chi ọchị ntụgharịa ndị sịrị mmiri onye ụtụtụ abụrụla ozu nwụrụ anwụ. Ama m na otu ụbọchị ga-abụ nke m. Ahụla m ọnwụ m. Otu ụbọchị ka m ga-atọgbụrụ dịka ndị enyi m nọ n'ebe a. Ebe a ka udele, akịka na anụ ọhịa dị iche iche ga-enwe nzukọ n'elu m. Ọkpụkpụ m ga-achịsara n'ọhịa. Onye ọrụ ubi sụwa ọhịa, ọ sụpụta okpokirisi m na ọkpụkpụ m. O suwe ọkụ, o suo m ọkụ. Ihe ubi towe, o too n'elu ọkpụkpụ m. O nweghịkwa nwa ada ga-esusu m ọnụ, maka na ya esusu ala ọnụ. Otu a ka ndụ m ga-esi agwụ. Anya ga-atọ ndị nwe m n'ama. Ma anya ikpeazụ mụ na ha hụrụ bụ nke ha hụrụ m tupu m jewe agha. Anya ọzọ anyị ga-ahụ bụ n'ala ezumike.
Chukwu igwe n'ụwa nụrụ,
nụrụ
ma lekwa ọgwụ. Lekwasị anya ebere gị nọ na nzukọ gị nso. Nye ihuru n'ime ụwa dị ka ụlọ ugwu si jee n'aka nwa gị nwoke. Nye ihuru n'anya bụ Jizọs nke Chukwu. Onye lụrụ n'ọnụ nye ndị ohere, onye dịrị n'anya. Ọgụgụ chepụ gafe ọmụmụ, gafe ọmụmụ nta. Ka anyị cheta ịhụnanya n'obi ọma na-ezi ngọzi n'eziokwu na nzọpụta na njikọ nke ezi udo. Nke Chineke nke Jizọs wetara, nke Jizọs wetara ndị niile n'ime ụwa. Jesus with a right. Jesus with a right.